ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Hola.
Hola.
Welcome.
Somebody's not feeling too good today.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Snuffleupagus.
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah.
When Steve-O gets sick, we call him Snuffleupagus.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I can.
Does that mean you're
big
bird?
To start doing that. I don't know. Last night in the group text that sadly Doug can't get included in because he's got an Android phone.
Gosh.
Doug, we like to name the group, and we can't name it when you're not in there.
Yep.
Or when you're in there. Anyway.
Android.
At least you got that how to calculate somebody's worth in cows app. I'll give you that much. That's all you got, man. That's worth 4 cows.
4 cows, man.
But anyway, last night, people started coming up with nicknames. Are we going to start calling Daniel Neil?
Daniel.
We're going to start calling him Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Y'all can call me what y'all want. I'm good with it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the idea of calling Celeste Cam.
Yeah?
I like it. I think I like it because she said it didn't work. And I'm like, oh, I want to make it work.
It is.
That's the rebellion rising up in me.
Tuesday. Yeah, we got New Music Tuesday today.
Yes.
We're excited.
Woo!
We also, you know, like to take phone calls.
Yeah, we do.
I'm going to go ahead and lie down.
Okay.
Take this call.
Lay down, baby.
Yeah. Static.
And guys, who is it not complete without a call from Matthew from Albuquerque?
Saturdays and Sundays work fine. I don't know, man.
Yeah, we don't hear from you on the weekend, and those days work.
I wish I could call you guys on the weekends, but no one's on air.
Yeah, that's
you
too bad.
Can.
So I overheard someone sick. What's the matter, Steve-O?
Well, I'm sick.
Yeah. It's
your
kind of
throat killing you?
Self-explanatory.
Yeah. You know what? I can tell you this. This has helped me numerous times. I remember back in mid school when I got strep. Before I had a really bad sore throat. The one thing that really helped is those honey lemon cough drops. Those work really good. Now, some of us don't like that flavor, but the honey and lemon in the cough drop really help you. It does wonders on your throat, and it helps out.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask Sopo to make me a hot toddy this morning. That should help.
That would probably work too. Hot teas. I mean with lemon. Lemon is one thing that always helps everyone. Plus, lemon has a great flavor to it.
Oh man,
lemon and honey in it.
Matthew,
well.
what's going on today,
guys,
Matthew?
Before I get carried off, and what I was gonna say this morning, Judy, the bus driver, says good morning.
Hey,
everyone.
Judy.
Good morning.
Judy, you're the best part of this.
Yeah.
They said you're the best part of this.
Yeah.
So thank you. So guys, I actually have a little news announcement from my volleyball team that I now work for. We're hiring managers. I'm in need of at least 5 managers besides myself to cover varsity, JV, and C.
Yeah.
Any interested applicants, if you guys can contact me at my fan email address, please, matt@abq.gmail.com. You must be a returning Volcano Vista student for the next year. If you are not returning, you're ineligible to apply. But this way, if you work for the team, you will earn a letter for athletics managing.
You get to go
to the games for free, too. Free access to the games. And plus, you get to be a part of a state champion team from 2014 and 2013 for 2 years back-to-back.
Right on, man.
So, yeah, everyone knows I'm the lead athletics manager. I used to work for football. Yes, that was true. But now I'm the lead athletics manager for Lady Hawks Volleyball at Volcano Vista.
I know you're stoked about that, buddy.
I'm very stoked about it, guys. But let me tell you this. I worked so hard on football, and then the coach gave me a chance to be the lead manager, and I took the chance. And let me tell you this. I love it. I love it so far.
I have a feeling
this season, guys, for 2015 is going to be a rocky season, and we are going to go farther than ever.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear, buddy. Listen, since you have so much good stuff going on with the volleyball team, what song do you want to hear this morning?
You know, guys, this morning, I got to get this song on the air. I know everyone, almost everyone loves this. But give me some Devastation and Reform by Rolite.
Walking Dead.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
We are free by the Walking Dead. All right, thanks, buddy.
Remember, guys, as always, it's great to be a Hawk.
Oh, woo! It's great.
Bye, Judy.
Dude.
This is a good way to kick it off.
The DayQuil is working.
I think it is.
I don't think I'm going to have to lie down just yet.
Good.
Coming up, we got breaking news and birthdays. If you want to get a birthday shout out in, studio at mystaticradio.com. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Bow, 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 bow.
Breaking news. It's time for it, Doug. You ready?
We're going to break this.
We're going to break it. January 27, 2015. Let's break it down.
Well, what?
The number of the day is 20. 20 miles of audio and video cable needed to broadcast the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
20 miles of audio and video cable. That's a lot of cable, y'all. That's a lot of cable. Just so you know. So I guess apparently they found Blackbeard's ship. Doug, when did they find Blackbeard's ship?
The pirate?
Yeah, check
He's
it out.
Not real.
Hang on.
From Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah. Blackbeard's ship.
It's got to be on that back lot.
Look at this. Blackbeard's ship yields booty of medical supplies. Now, here's the thing. Some of this medical supplies is controversial.
Ooh.
They found tools for bloodletting, a syringe for syphilis, yeah, and a pump to put water up the rectum.
On Blackbeard's ship?
Yes. What were the pirates doing? It says here, the people on a ship like Blackbeard's would have had to contend with many conditions, including chronic and periodic illness, wounds, amputations, toothaches, burns, and other indescribable maladies. Wow. In fact, maintaining the crew's health was so important that when Blackbeard turned the Queen Anne's Revenge into his flagship, he released most of the French crew members he had captured, but he forced the ship's three surgeons to stay, along with a few other specialized workers like carpenters and the cook.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah, so they discovered this thing, actually back in 1996, and it's been under excavation by the Queen Anne's Revenge Project. They've uncovered many artifacts, including a number of medical instruments. These artifacts, combined with historical records, paint a picture of a pirate captain who tried to keep his crew in fighting shape. That's pretty cool, Blackbeard.
That is pretty cool.
He's different in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
He's different. That's really interesting to me. I had no idea that they had discovered this thing back in 96.
No clue.
And it's taken this, it's been almost 20 years that they've been recovering stuff from the ship. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. The Secret Service has determined that the drone that crashed on the White House lawn posed no serious threat. In fact, the person that some guy saying that it's his drone came forward and said he didn't mean anything by it.
Man.
And that it was an accident. Saw that this morning. I think it was on Yahoo. Maybe not. Maybe not. I'm trying to corroborate these stories. But it's kind of daunting. An American and a Russian have left Japan together in a giant balloon in an attempt to set distance and duration records. Bridging the racial gap, these guys are going to do it. And I'm excited about it.
Are you excited? So excited, guys.
I am excited. I cannot wait to see what happens. Guys, the biggest news going on right now in the U.S. today is the crazy blizzard
in New England
that is just smacking the heck out of New England.
It put the smack down on Raw.
Yeah, it did.
There was no Raw last night.
No Raw last night. They travel bans in multiple cities. It looks like Boston got tanked.
I don't believe that the blizzard was what caused the Raw to be canceled. I think it's because the number one trending topic on Twitter was canceled WWE Network.
Oh, no, Doug.
Number one. I've been reading a few articles, and it's like, dude, I think they bailed on it because They were worried about backlash. Because Roman Reigns won the Rumble, and a year ago, everybody's like, yes! But then on Sunday night, everybody was like, yes, yes, yes.
Yes! Danny and Bryan.
I'm just saying.
He should have won, Doug. We were watching it.
I feel bad. I was reading some articles, and it was like, poor Roman Reigns, because it wasn't his fault. Like, I guess he was injured. I don't know these things. I'm just a new fan.
Wow.
He was injured. Everybody wanted him a year ago, and then the WWE was like, all right, we're going to continue with the storyline that was cool a year ago, but not go with what the fans want. So, fans are rioting.
That's a picture of an airplane window.
That's awful.
Yeah. Guys, the snow is nuts in the Northeast. If you have friends up there, say a prayer for him.
Yeah.
But like I said, it looks like New York avoided the worst, but Boston got it.
Gosh.
They got it. All right. French judge has ruled that a couple cannot name their baby girl after the dessert spread Nutella.
I don't like this.
He changed it to Ella.
Ella.
You don't think they should? You think they should be able to name
their kid? I think they should be able to name their kid whatever they want.
That is a...
Nutella?
Nutella.
That's a sweet little baby girl name.
That's like Dawn had a friend in Florida. A teacher, and three kids came through the class. It was Lamangelo, Arangelo, and what was the last one? Dang it, I can't remember. She'll probably text me. But it was spelled orange jello, lemon jello, and there was one more, and it was jello, something else jello. And it was like, but that's how it was spelled.
Wow.
There wasn't some different spelling that was kind of like, oh, that looks like that. No, it was orange jello. Lemon jello.
No, Sarangelo.
What is that? Sarangelo?
No, Arangelo.
Wait.
That's orange jello.
Hang on. The one was Shredjello or cherry jello. Shredjello?
Shredjello?
I guess so. Doug, can we name your kid Cherry Jello? Can we take it back?
No, man, it's Shredjello.
Barnan. I don't know.
I think Arangelo was the best.
What's one of the first things they tell you when you get on an airplane and you're putting your luggage onto the overhead compartment? You're putting it in there. They say a line. What is that line that they say?
Oh, man, I don't know. I always try and keep a...
They say... Or no, actually, it's when you land.
Oh, the things may have shuffled around?
They say things might have shifted, so be careful opening the overhead compartment.
Yeah.
A man is suing Southwest Airlines after being hit over the head by luggage falling from the overhead bin.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if he can get away with that, because they warn you.
They really do.
They say that items might have shifted during the flight, so to be careful. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean that, like, the thing popped open and it flew out and hit him in the head? Maybe that's what happened. Doug, you think you could get more story on that guy? I'd appreciate it. Researchers are developing a temporary tattoo that monitors blood glucose levels.
Ooh, okay.
That's cool. And finally, a New Jersey man was arrested after he tried to prove to a cop that he had a right to use the carpool lane by showing the officer the two kidnapped men in the backseat.
Oh my gosh.
Nah, bro. It's not just me. I got these guys. Who are those people? I don't know. I picked them up earlier.
Oh, my God.
They had lots of money and jewelry.
Wow.
The latest twist in the pre-Super Bowl circus, most widely known as Deflategate, is a Monday afternoon report that the NFL, quote, has zeroed in on a locker room attendant from the Patriots who allegedly took balls from the official's locker room to another area before they got to the field. That employee is a strong person of interest in the case, according to Jay Glazer of Fox Sports.
I feel really bad for this kid because I feel like Kraft and everybody, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. I don't know that the owner was involved. But
scapegoat?
Like, yes.
Scapegoat.
Yeah. Total scapegoat. All of a sudden it's like, this lone ball boy, he acted completely alone and he stole 12 NFL footballs and deflated them right before game time. He works for the organization.
How much do you think they paid him to do it? Hey, we're going to get you a little extra pay. We just need you to take the footballs from this room. Why? Oh, don't worry about it.
Just do that.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Sure, man.
They're giving me like $5,000 to just take these footballs. I don't know. I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm not going to not do it.
Gosh.
The outcome this points to is something that already happened, actually, back in 2012 in a mini-scandal that drew relatively little attention. USC went through the exact scenario following a game against Oregon that year. A USC statement read, quote, "The student manager confirmed that he had, without the knowledge of or instruction from any USC student athlete, coach, staff member, or administrator, deflated those game balls after they had been tested and approved by officials prior to the game," end quote. Deflategate is far from settled. The NFL says the result of its official investigation is weeks away, well after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They got too much money invested in that Super Bowl. And now everybody wants to watch it because everybody hates the Patriots because they cheated. So they're going to watch it, and everybody's going to be like, yeah, Seahawks, beat them, beat them.
You can't
say
they cheated. Tom Brady yesterday said his feelings got hurt.
Oh, man, my bad, Tom.
He said his feelings were hurt that people would insinuate that he was playing unfairly.
Let me give you a couple more $100 bills so you can wipe your tears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Idiot. I don't care if it hurt his feet. I don't know that guy. Some fluffy white stuff has hit the East Coast, which made me wonder, is it okay to eat snow? Oftentimes, I find myself wandering around here in the desert hungry, and when I encounter snow, I just eat it. I don't even think about it.
I bet you snow would be great for my throat right now.
Probably snow.
I feel like there's white stuff at the back of my throat, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ann Nolan, a professor at the College of Earth, Ocean, and Atmospheric Sciences at Oregon State University, says everyone should eat snow because it's really fun.
Oh.
That's the most scientific statement I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Nolan, who studies snow and ice in the climate system, says most snow is just as clean as any drinking water. To make their way from a cloud to the ground, cold water molecules have to cling to particles of dust or pollen to form the ice crystals that then grow into snowflakes in a process called deposition. These, Nolan points out, are the same tiny particles we normally breathe. Plus, as snowflakes fall, they have a harder time picking up soot and other air pollutants than raindrops, which are better at picking up these particulates. Once the snow is on the ground, it stays clean until other things land on top of it. So if you're planning to eat snow, eat it fresh.
Ooh.
Catch it on your tongue.
Mmm.
Catch the snowflakes. It's wonderful. Hey, when science says you can do something because it's just plain fun, that's a go-ahead for me. Hey, no, man, that's fun. All right, cool. Sounds super science-y.
Most laid-back scientist ever.
Yeah, for real. Well, what do you think are the particulars of it? It's really fun. Thank you. A new study details a planet with rings that put the halos of Saturn and Jupiter to shame. The planet, dubbed J1407b, was first discovered in 2012, but was only recently studied in great detail. A University of Rochester professor says this planet is much larger than Jupiter or Saturn, and its ring system is roughly 200 times larger than Saturn's rings are today. Wow. I would love to see a picture of that.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's pretty cool. Y'all ever heard of that space? Doctor, what are your feelings on space? Space is really, really fun. We should explore it. That's great. I concur.
Awesome.
I concur. Let's do it.
I love space.
Billions of dollars. There's a lot of snow going on in the Northeast. Japan has it on lockdown. Don't go buy a snowblower to clean your driveway. Get Yukitaro, a self-guided GPS and camera-equipped robot snowplow from Japan.
Wow.
Though only a prototype at present, Yukitaro's creators in the snowy city of Niigata expect to have a marketable version ready within 5 years at a cost of under $9,000. So if you're literally rolling in the deep, this could be just for you. Yukitaro automatically moves up and down your driveway, scooping snow into its mouth instead of acting as a snowblower. It takes the snow in at the front, squeezes it into rectangular bricks, and then poops out the bricks in the back. Stack the bricks out of the way or let the kids build defense walls for snowball fights.
That's amazing.
Either way.
It's like a Roomba.
It's a Roomba.
But like for your...
It's a Roomba.
Wow.
Oh, it's a Roomba.
Amazing.
Uh-oh. A Pennsylvania man is behind bars after allegedly telling state police he had had relations with an underage girl.
Oh, no.
What's unusual about this story? We hear about weirdos like this all the time.
Right.
He told them while applying for a job as a state trooper, the guy made the admission during a polygraph test.
You know what's crazy is we had a friend talking about this recently who had applied for the academy.
Yeah.
And said that
Oh, yes.
Nailed all of the other things. And when I got to the... What was the polygraph test?
Yeah, it was the ethics thing. And they said, hey, bro, if you lie on this, we'll know. Because you're hooked up to a polygraph, so you got to answer. And they said, have you ever smoked weed?
And he was so honest about all of the answers.
He was brutally honest.
Because he was told to be honest, so he was so honest.
Or no, they said how many times.
Yeah.
And he gave a rough estimate, Doug. And then they promptly said... Yeah, we're gonna go in a different direction.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Thanks for being honest though on the ethics part. You passed the test, but you failed the test.
I mean, you make a couple thousand mistakes in college.
What's the irony of that,
man? And then you can't take, you know, you can't do it. I wish we could tell that full story.
I do too.
It's very funny. Guys, trust us. It's very funny. Police in China reunited a one-year-old toddler with his parents after the little boy got onto a bus on his own. The bus driver and passengers could not believe their eyes when the bus doors opened and a baby climbed aboard.
Okay.
The bus driver pulled over the bus and called police for help. Officers asked around the neighborhood and managed to find the baby boy's parents an hour later. The mother said her son had wandered off while playing outside the mobile phone store she runs with her husband. There was a movie, Baby's Day Out. Was that not this movie?
Gosh.
Do you remember that movie, Doug? Baby's Day Out? When that kid just took off through the city and was riding the bus and all that stuff? Yep. And finally, have you seen this video? We'll post it. A cat got its head stuck in a paper cup. The cat was heard squealing and walking backwards in an unsuccessful attempt to remove the cup. Suddenly, a hero walks up. But it's a dog. The dog quickly assesses the situation and then gently takes the cup in its mouth, freeing the cat.
No way!
That's right. I'm telling you guys, progress is happening. Evolution is all around us. Let's take a look at traffic.
All right.
No accidents to report right now, but there's long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Also, boop! Right lane's closed due to construction. Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. And we've got road construction. The left lane is closed at Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. If you're getting ready to head out, grab a jacket because it's chilly and a little breezy.
It is.
And that's the worst. That's your look at traffic because now it's time for birthdays with Doug!
Hey, Doug.
Hello.
Doug, what are we going to do, man?
I don't know.
Guys, there is drama unfolding in Camp Blink 182.
Dude, for real.
It is a mess.
It is a blizzard.
It is a blizzard of epic proportions, and Doug and I are caught in the middle, if you will.
Dude.
Because it's...
I'm not in the middle. I know where I stand.
Where do you stand?
I'm on Team Hoppus.
I'm on Team... Wait. We need to...
Yeah.
Okay, you got Team...
Yeah, I already knew this
team
was coming.
Team Tom... Should it be Team AVA or Team Plus 44?
No, I think it's Team AVA and Team Blink 182.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to admit, I'm Team Blink 182.
Yeah.
There's a mess going on, guys. Apparently, Tom DeLonge quit Blink 182, and this came from Mark and Tom, or Mark and Travis, and then Tom said he didn't, and then they said, oh, no, he did. And then Tom's, like, putting up tweets saying, man, kind of making fun of the situation. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's going to get real, real messy.
It's like my parents divorced all over again, guys.
No, oh, Doug! Man. Control yourself!
Today, January 27, 2015, day 27, there are 338 days remaining in the year. First up, an American film and television actor. Some of his more notable films include Babe. He was also in Star Trek First Contact, LA Confidential, The Green Mile.
James Cromwell.
Yes.
Whoa.
Ah, I'm a champion among men. He was the farmer in Babe. He was the first astronaut guy in First Contact.
All right.
Let's see, what else has he been in? He was just in that TV show Murder in the First. It was great.
I don't know. How old is he?
66.
64.
75.
Wow. Come on, that was impressive.
That was good.
That was great.
That was good.
Look him up. You know who James Cromwell is.
Yeah, when you see him, you'll go, oh.
He's been in everything. He's an amazing actor.
Next up, an American film and television actress, producer, and competitive poker player. Her films include Gung Ho.
Oh, wait, I know this.
Someone to Watch Over Me. Desperate Hours, The Rapture, Robin Wood.
Oh,
Who is this?
Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, Heather, lost in space.
Is it Heather Graham?
Nope.
No.
The door.
Elizabeth Hurley.
In the floor? Nope.
Wait, she it's not Heather
Melanie
Graham?
Griffith.
Nope.
That's funny, because she was in...
I think she played Elizabeth Hurley's mom.
Oh, Mimi Rogers.
Yes, sir.
That's funny, because Heather Graham was in Lost in Space, and she was in Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. Right?
I know way too much, yes.
That's weird.
I know way, way, way too much about nothing.
That's okay.
Mimi Rogers is 60.
Mimi Rogers is 70.
59.
Dang it!
Well, you can...
I was right there. Uh-oh.
Sometimes you're just wrong. Guys. What happened? Batteries. That's what happens. I can hear it, Doug.
Okay.
Okay.
The American writer, artist, and film director, best known for his dark comic book stories and graphic novels such as
Frank
Daredevil.
Miller. Frank Miller.
Yes.
Yeah, Frank Miller. The Dark Knight Returns.
Yep.
300.
Yep.
Sin City.
Yep.
What else did he do? He had a great run on Daredevil.
Elektra.
Elektra, yeah. Did he have a Wolverine thing?
It's not listed.
Didn't Frank Miller do a Wolverine thing? The Dark Knight Returns is probably his biggest thing. And that the funny thing is, that comic, that it came out in the 80s and it changed. I would say that and Watchmen are the two that really changed the game.
Yeah.
Less so Miracle Man.
Changed the game.
Miracle Man, known as Marvel Man, then would have if it would have been widely released, but it wasn't. But yeah, Dark Knight Returns. Now, if you're wondering if we're ever going to get a happy Batman again, no, we're not. Because he put that out in the 80s and that's what everybody goes back
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Because it changed everything.
70.
Frank Miller is 55.
Also the spirit.
He is spirit. 58.
58.
Oh, he just looks 70. Man, he's had a rough go.
He's had a rough go, man.
Football.
Yes. He will be at the Super Bowl.
Al Michaels.
Nope.
Chris Collinsworth.
Yes.
Yes.
Chris Collinsworth.
Man, he's one of the best.
He is good.
Huge fan of Chris Collinsworth. He does such an excellent job with the color commentary. I was actually happy that NBC got it this year because I really do enjoy Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. They
are
an excellent team. Excellent team.
Excellent team, me.
I've read The Dark Knight Returns.
You have?
Yeah.
So you know he gets in a fight with Superman?
Yeah.
You're about to see that on the big screen.
It's okay.
They're taking cues directly from that book.
I wasn't a fan.
I like the fact that he's old and he's kind of... I like the way it ends. I really like the way that book ends. I think it ends well. But I haven't read the sequel. He definitely came back and did a sequel. And now I'm excited because Frank Miller and Scott Snyder, who currently writes Batman, are teaming up for another sequel, and they're going to write it together.
Man.
So it'll probably be really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Collinsworth is 50.
Collinsworth is 49.
Collinsworth is 56 years old.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
SportsCenter.
Yes.
Okay.
Dan Patrick. Kenny Mayne.
Nope.
Those were
Linda
Cohn.
Mickey Mouse.
Go a little bit earlier.
Vincent little bit Van earlier? Gogh.
A little bit earlier.
Boomer?
He also still works. He's returned back to ESPN now.
It's not Boomer?
Nope.
Is it The Big Show?
Nope.
Booker T?
When he and Dan Patrick would host SportsCenter, they called it The Big Show.
Keith Olbermann.
Yes.
Gosh, dude. Kenny Mayne and Dan Patrick were my favorite duo, though.
Why?
Although Stuart Scott and Rich Eisen,
dude,
were good.
Yes. Oh, man. So good. Okay. And now it's just, come on.
When I'll watch it if it's SVP and Butcher Gross.
Okay.
They're a good duo.
He's 53.
He is 56.
He is 56 years old.
Yeah, I got one.
Nicely done.
I got one, baby. I got one.
And the final birthday, an American stand-up comedian, writer, actor, and voice actor.
Kevin James.
No. Right show.
I've never seen King of Queens.
Man, I like that show a lot. You gotta be honest.
He was also the voice of Remy in Ratatouille.
Oh! Wait, no, which one was Remy?
I don't know. I've never seen Ratatouille.
What?
You've never seen Ratatouille?
Who are you? Who are you?
Wasn't that the rat?
Yes! Who else was in? You never saw King of Queens?
No.
Because it was the girl that played Zach Morris's girlfriend when they worked
at
that beach.
Yeah,
the beach resort.
It's not her.
Okay.
Tell you that much.
I don't know. It's probably his brother. Didn't he? He had a brother on the show. It's not him?
Pretty big stand-up comedian. He's hosted a bunch of shows on Adult Swim. Like little one-offs.
I have no clue.
I give up.
Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt!
He was on Game of Queens?
I totally forgot. Yes, and he was the voice of Remy on Ratatouille. Man, that was a decent movie.
It was.
Ratatouille
was
surprised
good.
Me. It I thought was. I wasn't going to care about it, but it
right?
was good.
Yeah, it's because it's Pixar. I'm trying it's to. True. I want them to do wrong, but they can do no. Patton Oswalt is 43.
I say he is 45.
46 years old.
We were right there.
Blown, dude.
Right there.
On to dates. Rock me. On this day in what year, composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born in Salzburg, Austria.
Oh, my gosh.
1655.
1589.
1756.
Oh, man.
You guys were right there.
By 101 years.
By 200 years.
On this day in what year, Thomas Edison received a patent for his electric incandescent lamp.
Was this? I don't know if Edison was 18 or 19.
Guys, I got bad news. I brought boiled eggs today.
1901.
1863.
1880.
Dang.
1863 would have been in the middle of the Civil War.
On this day in what year, in his State of the Union address, United States President George W. Bush described regimes that sponsored terror as an axis in evil in which he included Iraq, Iran, and North Korea.
2003.
2002.
2006. And the final date. On this day in what year, New York City's Transit Authority said it would investigate a video posted on YouTube that appeared to show a man on a subway kissing and cuddling a live chicken.
2010. Let's see.
I'm so glad you're playing this chicken song right now. 2012.
2010.
Yay!
The number one song for today.
What is it?
Oh, yeah!
Wow. Okay, wait. Okay, Off the Wall and Thriller was like beginning of 80s, right?
But this is Jackson 5.
So this is Jackson 5. So, well, I'm just trying to age him. So if he was like, say, 19, right? 18, 19, Off the Wall came out.
1969.
So before, I'm going to say 1970.
1970 is correct.
Mathematics!
Yeah!
Doubting my MJ Mathematics there. Woo!
Got MJ Mathematics.
Today is Holocaust Memorial Day, and it's Chocolate Cake Day.
Appreciate what you're playing right now. Not now, man.
Yep.
Not now. R.I.P. Blink-182, again.
Stop it. There's no way, man.
Again.
What are you talking about? Tom's still making great music. It's just as good. Right, Doug?
I like the new Angels and Airwaves record, but this puts a damper on it. I gotta be honest. It really, just all this stuff.
We got a great show for you today. It is Tuesday, which means T-minus 3.5 minutes. We've got new music Tuesday. A ton of music to get to today. Your chance to vote on all the jams we receive through record labels, through independent bands themselves. We got a few locals rule that you get to judge away on. That's coming up next.
And what could be the best locals rule we have ever received.
Dude, that's what I'm hearing. I haven't heard any of these, so.
It's incredible.
It's coming up next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, static.
talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
And welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Hello.
It is your opportunity to bet on a little better than we are on now. We're so excited to have you here.
We are.
I think my DayQuil kicked in.
You did?
Yeah.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah, man.
That's good.
Pray for this guy.
Okay, thanks, man. Oh. I appreciate all the prayers y'all give me. I'll take them.
Doing great today. New Music Tuesday. We get music every single day here at Static Radio. It's hard to decipher. By the end of the day, when you've heard 20 songs, it kind of sound the same. So we need your help. That's where New Music Tuesday comes in. Your chance to vote on all the new jams we are playing. And we've got so many today, including a handful of local submissions. Locals rule, we do it here on Static Radio. If you are a local artist and would like to get your music heard over the airwaves, all you got to do is send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com, or you could also hit up our website. That's right, locals rule. There's a section.
Yeah.
You can submit an MP3, a band bio, and we'll play it. It's pretty great. That's how we got these jams right here.
Yep.
We're going to just go in order?
Yeah.
All right.
It's all good.
All right. Hind Leg Fang?
That's the name. Hind Leg Fang. That's the name of the band. The song's called You Can't Change.
Okay. It's a locals rule. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com.
Oh, wait. It's got a note if you want to read.
Oh, my bad. I just assumed. That's right. They sent a band bio. Their hometown is Albuquerque. They attend Calvary, Albuquerque. The band bio is, I love Jesus, but he loved me first. Mm-hmm. The band is Hind Leg Fang. As long as you can't change. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
This isn't.
Except it's not playing.
It's not playing.
Yeah.
Refresh the list.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Hang on just a second. Everyone, just stand by.
Guys, I apologize profusely.
Profusely?
Profusely.
That sounds offensive.
That's how I do.
Is it still not working?
Still not working, guys.
I'm going to put my headphones back on.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. Why does it not work, guys?
Well, last week, when we refreshed it,
yeah,
the whole thing worked.
That's good.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Hind Leg Fang.
You Can't Change.
Gosh, Static.
I told you that I'm here, so just tell me what you need. Please don't make me try to read your mind. I tried that before and you walked out the door. I love you. You can't change.
You can't change. By Hind Leg Fang.
Sometimes you can't.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Sean says, Dick, it sounds like a circus of awesome. I think I just quit my job to run away with the circus.
Okay, that's
dang,
good.
Dang, dude, you got to watch
man.
What you're doing, man.
Yeah,
if you can just quit your
real.
Job willy-nilly and not really realize it, that's nuts.
That is nuts.
Stefan says, well, it's not the worst. Casey says, nope. Bill says, Dewclaw? Harmony's a little off, but he digs.
Okay.
That's cool. Is it still not working? Close the whole thing. Close the list. Close the stack.
I can't. I don't want to. Okay.
No, close the stack. Close it up. And now reopen it. Go over to the thing and reopen the stack.
Stop telling me what to do.
I'm just trying to help. I know you're sick. I know you're not thinking clearly. I'm trying to be a friend.
It is New Music Tuesday. And it's how we do here. We got a lot of music to get.
Yes,
to.
We do.
All right. Shall we keep it going?
Yeah. This next girl, her name is Bree Austin. Will you click that note? She sent a novel of a bio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My name is Bree Austin. I'm an independent recording artist from Los Angeles, California. I've been singing and writing most of my life. Sang in church with several jazz bands and was a regular national anthem singer for the San Antonio Spurs while living in Texas. That's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
I write mostly about the things I've experienced and how my faith has impacted my life. Let me get this out there first and foremost. I do not write music for Christian people. I write music about Jesus, about hope, and about faith for people who are lost, hurting, and desperate. People have yet to find the thing that they are searching for to satisfy them. People have turned to drugs, alcohol, materialism, searching for any fix and satisfaction to fill the void in their lives. Some of those people sit in church each Sunday, but many do not. Growing up in church, I had the foundation laid early on of not only my faith, but of my religious expectations, legalistic rules to follow. For all my effort, I fall short, and as a minister's daughter, was criticized on every front. Ooh. There are 4 pages of notes.
Yeah, we don't have to read the whole thing.
Okay.
But anyway, she actually got in touch with us, and she was like, I want to send my music. Please help me out, blah, blah, blah. So she sent it.
All right.
And hopefully, it says she's working with like a Grammy-nominated producer or something like that.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. And
all right.
Tell us what you think. You can go to our Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, and you can tell us if you dig it or if you bury it.
There you go. Bree Austin's song's called Breakthrough. Dig it, bury it. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Bree Austin.
Yep.
Breakthrough. And she's going to.
I think so.
I think she can be huge.
I bet we'll hear from her in the next few years.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up. So when she blows up, you remember, we actually did play her song
she
here.
She sent us her MP3.
She got a beautiful voice.
She does.
And it's not a bad song. I don't think it's Static, but it's not a bad song at
all.
It's
not a bad song at all. Yeah,
especially
she sounds
for,
great.
For a local level.
Right.
I mean, I think it says in her bio that she's working with a Grammy-nominated somebody.
She had mentioned she was working with a dude who is
she sent us a long bio.
Yeah, it was last year she's had the privilege of working with Grammy-winning engineer Tom Malkiewicz.
Nice.
To record her first EP entitled Breakthrough. It's going to be released later
on
this
iTunes.
Year via iTunes.
Nice. That's great. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I like that because it shows that she's taking steps towards making it happen.
Yeah,
towards
dude.
Securing that breakthrough.
Thanks for sending that, Bree Austin.
Yeah. All right, let me refresh. We'll see what people have to say. Casey says, it's okay, but 2K love like.
That's what, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Jaden says, Barry. Stefan says, good morning, Jaden. Look at them being friends. Guys, we love your friend. Hey, I'm going to say, we encourage this friendship.
Yeah, we love that.
We encourage this friendship.
Yeah.
There it is. Nate says, great voice, not my speed.
Okay.
Chloe says, kind of 90s, Barry. Stefan says, maybe you could re-gift this song to Caleb. Sean says, Dawson's Creek? That's funny.
That is funny.
That is funny. Okay. Sean also says, nope, just bury it. Stop. Bill says, great voice, great lyrics. Caleb.
Yeah.
I think so.
I agree. I think it's not bad. People that say Barry, it's a great song.
Yeah.
It's a great, she's got a great voice, but yeah, definitely well, K-Love.
I bet we hear more from Bree Austin.
Yeah.
All right. Next song.
This is The Locals Rule.
Yep. We're listening to the entire song.
All right. Jacob, he sent us his band bio. His name's Jacob DeRussia. He's born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Originally went to UNM to study pharmacy, then realized music was his passion. And made a school transfer to Loyola in New Orleans to study the music industry. Performing anywhere from nightclubs to churches to festivals, Jacob has one goal, and that's to bring hope to people in need. He's currently doing a study abroad program in London. His home church now is San Isidro.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Song's called Fan Mail. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Young and with a dream, motivated by his team. We ain't in it for the cream, cause we got it for the gang. Y'all gon' know what we about, cause we gon' change the game. Riding with the Lord, it's time to show them where we be at. Show them where we be at, show them where we be at. Show them where we be at, yeah. Show them where we be at, show them where we be at. Show them where we be at, show them where we be at.
Jacob DeRussia. Song's called Fan Mail.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
In my whole life.
Yesterday when I was loading that song, I was listening and it's like Doug said, the production quality, not bad.
Yeah.
The music in the back is great.
Yeah.
I was listening to the lyrics, and I was like, wait, did he just say people tell him he's going to get nominated for a Grammy, but that doesn't faze him?
That don't faze me.
And he's, wait, how many people has he saved in this song?
Him, personally.
I think we're at like 24 people.
Right.
Not even that. You know, it just, like, it started getting so narcissistic. I was like, what?
It's a 5-minute song, y'all. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about it.
Tell us what we think, guys.
Tell us where we be at.
Tell us where we be at. Yeah, that was another surprise.
Yeah. It says tell us where we be at.
Be at. Yes. Show them where we be at. Okay.
Show them where we be
Doug,
at.
Doug, show them where we be at. Michael Thebes. Michael Thibaud, he says, don't stop making music. This station just isn't your outlet, genre, or audience. Agree.
Agreed.
That's the nicest way to say that. Sean says, Barry, it's close to it, but not there. What it is, I don't know, but it's not this. Joel the Nanny says, is he saying foot cream? I thought he was too. I think he's saying we don't do it for the cream. Because we riding with the king or something. I don't know. Doug?
Foot cream?
Gangster
not,
speak?
Yes. He's
is cream
for
a
the
thing?
Cream.
Can you
yes,
do something?
It's what, the money.
That's the money.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, cream. Dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah, dollars.
Come on.
Guys, I've handled money Wu-Tang. Once or twice in my life, and it was incredible.
Cream.
You got to be careful with money. Lots of bacteria on the stuff. It gets passed around, you know?
We have the phone lines are jammed,
well,
by the way, for this
let's
song.
Talk to people.
Yeah. Static.
This guy's self-sound effects, man. Like, yeah, don't let me be at.
Was that your favorite part? Amazing.
I got the most kick out of that one. I say that. I got
now,
the most
beautiful.
Kick out of it.
All right, say something nice about it.
This is not for Static, though. You know?
Okay, good. There you go. Thank you.
Static.
Boom. Thanks for the call. Good song, not for Static.
We got an email. Beautiful song, the break, free bit. It's not for Static. Oh, Breakthrough. That was the other one.
Yes.
Yeah, too calm, okay. Too slow, too soft.
Static.
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the radio.
Here.
Yeah.
Is it here?
Yeah.
That's you.
That's you.
All I gotta say is, as far as I'm concerned, Static is only supposed to be a station for rock and hardcore. How come we're playing these rap things?
Man, we wanted to bless you this morning. We wanted you to wake up and know that we
for
were thinking about
hardcore,
you.
How come we're playing these rappings?
Yeah, we knew that this would be your favorite song of the day.
Yeah.
So we woke up and we were like, let's give it to them.
Let's do it.
Let's give it.
That's
so we
how
did.
We, do. We wanted to show you where we'd be at.
Now say something nice about it.
Well, it's good that he's helping people, you know.
Yeah, he saved many lives.
Man, and we learned in 4 quick minutes how many lives.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Bye.
This is a station for rock and hardcore.
Stefan says snail mail is where it's at. Snail mail.
Snail mail.
Old school. No thanks. Justin says, isn't at a preposition? Yes, it is. And you are not supposed to end sentences with prepositions. Good call, Justin.
Guys, it's hip hop.
You can do whatever you want, apparently.
Gosh.
Nate says, I got another letter. No, Barry. Chloe says, there are no words to describe how much I dislike this, Barry. Joe the Nanny says, he has talent, but not my style. Please just know. Clopez says, you've got mail. Jaden says,
mail.
No. Jake says, nah, son. Love you, Jake.
Here's the thing. When doing hip-hop, you don't have to stick with certain things. He's straight changing the game, including ending sentences with prepositions.
At.
Yeah.
That's
gosh.
Cool. All right, guys. I'm so glad that we got to hear that.
Yes.
I really am.
I'm so glad we got so many comments on that. Man.
That's good.
There's too many comments to even read. All right, we got to keep going.
Yes.
So much music to get to this
so
morning.
So much.
This guy.
This guy comes from Nashville. His name's Jared Anderson. New artist. I believe he's on Centricity Music.
Okay.
Label. This is his song, Where I Am At. Where I Am Right Now.
Yeah.
No at. Where we
so
be
Jacob
at.
So Jacob was showing us where we be at.
He is. Jared's going to show us where he is right now.
There you go. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Jared Anderson, where I am right now, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the new music.
Dude, we are tracking with you guys straight up.
Absolutely.
Because the two words we said, well, I'm sorry, the two bands we compared this to was Imagine Dragons and Mercy Me.
And K-Love.
Yeah, and then we said, and we even said the production quality is great,
fantastic,
but it sounds like it would belong on K-Love, and that is exactly what you guys are saying.
Yeah,
exactly. Joel the Nanny says, Mercy Me? Oh, no, it's not. It's a great worship song, so maybe for the prelude, but not regular rotation. Sean says, K-Love, but not bad at all.
Okay.
Fantastic production. Thebe says, this sounds really good, but I don't want to hear it anymore. TJ says, this is awesome. Bill says, Imagine Dragons meets K-Love.
Yeah.
Tired of big sound.
All right. Dig it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also give us a call. Static!
Hey, guys. It's SB.
Hey, what SB. Up, SB?
Nothing much. I'm glad I missed the apparently not so awesome rap song.
Whatever. You're not. You shouldn't be glad. You should be really disappointed.
Out. It was one of the best.
Hey, where you be at?
Where I be at?
Yeah, where you be at?
I be.
Tell us where you be
no,
at.
No, you don't have to tell us where you be at. Just like, tell us what you think of the song.
Yeah.
I be at New Mexico.
No, not like a physical location. Where you be at in your heart with this song.
In the headspace.
I like that song.
You like that song?
I kind of disagree. I would actually like to hear that on M88.
Okay, cool.
Static.
Oh, yeah. I remember M88.
I do, too.
You remember those days?
Yeah, back in the day.
I was kind of thinking M88 was the station that was like the hard rock.
Yeah.
Station. The hardcore and metal.
Yeah.
And rap.
How are you going to fit that song on M88?
That would never fit.
No. You wouldn't fit that on M88. Static, I like it.
So. Okay.
All right, cool.
Thanks for the call, SB.
Thank you, SB.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
There you go. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Keeping it going. You tell me this next band.
Oh, let me see who it is. This is a new guy.
Okay.
This single was sent from Nashville. Corvell, I think is how we pronounce it.
Okay.
Feeling Alive. I'm wondering what the Capital Kings fans are going to think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
I'm feeling alive.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Corvell. Feeling alive. I'm feeling something.
What are you feeling?
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
Glow sticks came out. I was wearing JNCOs all of a sudden.
Whoa.
It was just bad. It was a bad scene.
You were feeling
bad
alive.
Bad scene all around. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That's my bad.
I hear everything you're saying about Capital Kings.
This is what I don't understand, guys.
I feel like Joel the Nanny is going to love this.
You guys can define the separation for me, but when I hear that, all I hear is Capital Kings.
Yeah.
But everybody loves Capital Kings. I don't get it.
Sounds like bad Ursher. Bad, I don't know, man.
Clopez says everything is awesome.
Yes!
That's right.
Jeanette nailed
says,
it!
Very, sounds like the Wiggles. Chloe says Barry. Wooly says nope, hurts to listen to. Sean says nope, Barry. Joel and Annie, no, please make it stop.
Wow.
Thebe says some people go to Nashville to make music.
Yeah.
These guys.
Yeah, I gotta...
We got another thumbs down. I don't understand. Can somebody define the difference between this and Capital Kings for me?
Maybe it's production
because
quality.
Because I was shocked when we played Capital Kings and everybody was like, dude, I love Capital Kings.
Yeah.
True. It sounds the same to me. So let's totally change it up. For our M88 listeners, SB, who can't remember that we changed the station name a few years ago.
Yeah.
We've got a song
called
for
in
you.
And said that our station is like metal and hardcore.
That's right. Hey, it's okay. Things change names all the time.
Exactly.
You got to get used
just
to it.
Just roll with it, man.
Just roll with it.
Roll with it.
That's right.
Woo! Corvell feeling alive.
Corvell feeling alive.
Not so much. Not so much.
Yeah, not for everybody.
Nope. No.
This next song is for all you people that hated that song. This is the new single from Wolves at the Gate.
Oh, wow.
It's The Bird and the Snake.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Changing tempos just a touch.
A little bit.
Maybe not the tempo, actually. It's probably the same tempo.
If the song's called The Bird and the Snake, you know whose team I'm on.
There you go. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
The morning is coming.
Wolves at the Gate, The Bird and the Snake. That one going out to the dude that said we needed more metal and hardcore.
Yeah.
On Static Radio. 505-338-3700. It's New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Static.
Hey, guys. It's SB.
Yay!
So, I had to clarify because I was trying to say that the other dude that was saying that this station is mostly metal and hardcore stuff,
mm-hmm.
That was what M88 was.
Yeah, that was what M88 was.
You guys, when you changed your name, you changed your concept as well.
Mm. We just want you to remember who we are, SB.
Thanks, SB.
I know. I have funny brain, so I get things mixed up in my words sometimes.
Mm. It's okay.
Thanks for calling and clarifying.
Yeah, thank you.
But, no, I wanted to comment on that song because at first I really liked it, and then it was pretty much ended in all shouting, and I was kind of irritated.
There you go.
I'm kind of with you on that. I really liked but I'm not a big Scream guy.
See, and I loved it.
Yeah,
I of course loved it. I liked a little bit of the screamy with the nice vocals. You know?
I prefer it as a spice and not so much as a flavor.
There you go.
Exactly.
But we both think that we both loved it because it reminded us of Thrice.
Yes.
Especially towards the beginning.
Yes.
You know? It was better than the other song.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, gal.
Thanks, SB. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for the call.
That's why why I turned Static on.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, that's it. That's good.
Bill says, who's picking these songs, Matt? No. And I wrote, I stuck to the list you sent me, Bill. Don't send me a list if I'm going to do it and then you're just going to not like it the next day.
Man.
Meanie. Jacob says, it's not my thing, but it's good for what it is, so I'll go with the rest of the listeners, whatever they say about it. Nate says, the beginning reminds me of Thrice.
Dude, for real?
Since they haven't been doing anything, dig. Nathan says, yes, may I please have another. Brandy says, dig. Kayla says, dig. You know our girl Sammy digs it. She says, love, dig it. Keep playing more like these, LOL. TJ says, this reminds me of the kind of bands I listened to as a homeschooled junior high kid. I was a nerd and thought any rock band I listened to was cool and edgy. This song is bad, and we should all feel bad. Joe the Nanny says, nope. Mark says, metal, yes. Too much screamo, Barry.
Yeah.
Mercedes says, love it. Made my morning. Laura says, well, TJ, I'm proud to say I never grew up. Keep playing this song. Chloe says, kind of reminds me of Thrice, but not as good. Maybe I'm just feeling picky this morning. Barry. Lisa, loved it.
Okay.
Thebe says, all kinds of yes. TJ says, whatever I said in other comments on this thread is negated. I like this. TJ says, sarcastic, yay. And Sean says, they need to get heavier, then it would sound a lot better.
Wow, heavier?
Heavier.
Okay. Static!
Yeah, you're right. It did sound like Thrice at the beginning.
Yeah.
I love the song.
Me too.
I've heard it once before.
Boom.
But I think it ended more like as the screamer from Breaking Benjamin.
Oh yeah,
more than anything.
It reminded me like the way it starts off all moody and stuff.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like the Two Towers. Whenever the movie starts off real slow, you know, and it's kind of we're within the journey or whatever, and then like just all chaos.
Yeah.
At the end, and that's kind of it was like an up and down thing.
There you go.
That's kind of how it was for me.
Emotionally drained.
It was. I felt like I'd been
through.
Yeah.
You know, the movie, but hey.
Thanks for the call, man.
Totally. Thanks, bud.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Sadly, we won't be hearing much of that.
No, we won't.
That's it. I thought it was a great song, but it definitely does not fit the Static
guys,
genre.
Guys, you got to think, like, it's just too out of left field.
It is. How are you going to fit that in with, like, some Reliant K, some Mickey Echo, and so, you know what I mean, Amberlin, and then all of a sudden it's like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah. Sadly. We've tried before, and it's
But if you enjoy it, you can always support them.
You could.
Wolves at the Gate, the band, the Bird, and the Snake was the song. Keeping it going.
Keeping it going. This is a newer artist, I think, from there on Provident, I think he is. His name's John Guerra.
Yeah.
Song is Nothing Better.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. John Guerra. Nothing better.
Nothing better.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about that one.
Today's ADD day.
Yeah?
When it comes to music.
Yeah. Kind of all over the place.
Kind of all over the place. That's where you need to be.
But welcome to
Dylan says a little Owl City-ish, to which Bill replied, you just made a friend in Joel the Nanny. She says, there you go. It was starting to I was starting to lose hope in y'all, but now it is restored. Jam time.
Oh, gosh.
Elizabeth said, this should end, please. Vince says, please. He's praying.
Yes.
But he said, Jesus, please, no.
Yeah.
He's praying to him. Jacob says, I guess my sister loves this. Speaking of Joel the Nanny. Everybody's like, Joel the Nanny loves Owl City. That's what this has become. Owl City.
I like the VBS song from Stefan, because that's exactly what it reminded me of.
Oh,
like
Lisa.
The intro of like the Curious George movie.
Lisa says, best song all morning. Sadly, if this catches on, you will never play it.
Yeah.
Aw. Stefan says VBS song.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe we just save it for VBS.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys. It's Calvin.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's hey, good, man.
Loving the pictures.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My brother left, so we can't do those anymore.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. So, I was conflicted, majorly conflicted about this song. Like, as soon as it started, I'm like, yes! And I was like, a little bit of head bobbing. And then it started singing, and I'm like, eh, because it kind of sounds, I don't know how to describe the lyric type, like not mature yet. Like, he's a new singer-songwriter. But then, like, the second verse before the chorus was like, yeah, that's an awesome, I don't know.
You're conflicted.
I'm conflicted, but I kind of danced around the whole time.
All right. So it's like, basically, this song was Pharrell Williams' Happy, and you're like, but it was in Despicable Me, and it's a child song, but
yeah.
I can't stop dancing, and it's kind of got this groove, and I think I like it, but I also want to punch something.
Mm. That's a great way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just nailed it,
you know?
Nailed it.
I think I like it, but I just want to punch something. I don't know. Maybe it's that guy's. Doug, change your face, man.
This false everything is awesome.
I need you to just change your face.
Happiness.
Yeah. You guys do it awesome today, even though the new music is really.
It's terrible, right?
Yeah. Now, hey, you know
it's
what?
It's pretty bad.
Calvin, this is.
It's right, about to get better.
This is my promise to you.
Yeah.
I don't know about this next song, but then after that, from here on out,
it looks up.
It's solid.
It looks up. It looks up. Yeah. It really does.
Well, that's awesome because now I have to get out of my car and get on a bus and go to class.
Listen to it on your headphones.
Thanks for saving them all till the end.
That's what we do.
The next 8 songs are amazing.
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Perfect.
Love that.
Yes.
Hey, you know what, though? You can tune back in during the midday or in the afternoon for
that's
the encore.
Right. That's right.
I could do that.
That's true.
I could do that.
There you go.
Calvin from
anyway. Bye.
Later, man.
Later.
That guy.
That dude. We went on a balloon adventure with Calvin.
We did.
And we had so much fun.
Yeah.
That dude is awesome.
Really, really rad dude. Keeping it going. Speaking of rad dudes, Chris, this next artist.
Yes.
Manifest. He's a really, really nice guy.
He is a really nice guy. And Joe Rickard, that used to play in Red, is playing drums for him right
now.
Yeah. This song features everybody's favorite, Trevor McNeven from TFK.
Yeah.
This is a new single called Diamonds.
And now we can prove that they are two people.
Yes. We finally know not all Canadians are one person. There is, in fact, more than one dude.
That's right.
From Canada.
Yeah.
We know it.
Manifest featuring Trevor McNeven.
Prepare yourself for the proof.
Woo, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Manifest Diamonds, that one featuring Trevor McNeven from TFK. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let's go to the phones first. Static.
It's what I'm talking about, eh?
Yeah, see? Canadians. What? That's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
A beaut.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir. Hey, little traffic update for you gentlemen.
Yeah.
What's up?
Very slow going on I-25 northbound exit 223 by Cesar Chavez.
Oh, man.
Really?
All right. That's weird. We'll do a traffic update then for you.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
All right. Hey, try and update your Cal status there, guys.
K
cow status.
Our cow status. Yes. Yeah, we need
Mr.
to get higher.
Mr. Steve-O, only one cow?
One cow. I need to be worth more. I know. I'm working on it, man. Yeah.
We can't bring that level up. That's according to South Africa. We can't do anything about it.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
It's not showing anything at Cesar Chavez.
All right.
That's weird.
It could be just a construct. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows?
Manifest diamonds. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Where is that road?
What do the peoples have to say about this song?
Let's see what to say. Stefan says it's not bad, but on the other hand, I'm not feeling it. Wooly says, so, K-Love, just playing. K-Love would explode. It's I, Barry. Matt says, yes, thank you, Lord. James says, while their music selection today has been either schizophrenic or eclectic, depending on how nice you are, this song made me want to start digging this diamond.
Oh, okay.
Laura says, sweet, dig it. Vince says, best all morning. Kayla says, dig. The two voices blend nicely. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Mariah says, sounds great. Dig. Dwight says, a little Linkin Park-ish intro. I can dig this one as long as you throw the last one out the window.
Okay.
Jacob says, wow, you guys really are all over the place. Not a rap person, but good song for Static, so I'll dig. Dylan says, I was disappointed that T-Rev didn't throw up his rock fist when he came in on that chorus. Sammy says she kind of digs it. Lisa says, I don't think I've ever heard banjos on any Manifest song, but I love everything they do. Proud of you, Lisa.
Good job. Broaden her horizons.
Thebe says, this is going to be huge, just not here. Mm. Brandy says, dig, they've been playing this on her local California station. Thanks for listening from California, Brandy.
Yeah.
Sean says, I like it, but that guitar sounds like beep, makes me grind my teeth. Okay. Joe the Nanny says, good background music. I can dig.
All right.
Cool.
Tell us what you think about all the music. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll take a quick phone call. Static!
This is Thebes.
Thebes!
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm disappointed in the listeners today.
Oh. Why are you disappointed?
Tell
us. Especially on this song.
Yeah? Aww. Most Cannot people liked it. Most people really liked it, man.
I know. I'm very disappointed.
You're not a TFK fan.
Manifest
is kind of Manifest is kind of a product of TFK. It's like if you like TFK, you'll also love Manifest.
I know. What's going on here? This can't be happening. Please stop it.
We will. We promise.
It's over.
The pain should be over.
Yes.
Because now we're digging into like the
big. It's the 8 o'clock hour. This is when it happens.
This is when it goes big. So we got a lot of stuff.
Because I'm serious. I'm about ready to start working here at work.
No, don't do that. So.
See,
do
we
that.
Did a good thing. We got you ready for work, man.
Don't do that.
That's a blessing.
So. All right.
Okay. I'm going to go get some coffee. Take a break. All right.
All right. Love you, man.
Okay. All right. Love you too, guys. Bye.
Okay. I love Thebes.
I do too. That's a good dude.
Calling from Cali.
That's right. A few listeners from California.
It's good, man. Got to take a quick break. Coming back in 3 minutes. We promise.
We got some good
music.
It'll
get better.
We don't even want to tell you who it is.
Nope. That's on the way next.
Good stuff on the way.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. It's a talk.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
O'clock hour.
Ew.
How you doing?
Where you be at?
We're excited.
I'm excited.
You know, the people have spoken. They've said, we want better New Music Tuesday music.
That's right. So we're proud to give it to you.
To all who have suffered through the 7 o'clock hour, we present to you New Music Tuesday, 8 o'clock.
This town deserves a better class of criminal.
That's right.
And I'm going to give it to them.
That's right. Oh, man. I feel so terrible right now.
Is the Dayquil losing its power?
It lost its luster, man.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That thing's a liar face. It said it lasted like 6 hours.
Nope. Hey, maybe it'll kick back in.
Hour one, man.
Maybe it's like New Music
Tuesday. Slow release.
It starts off crazy, and then it gets real weird, and then it gets way better.
That gets you. There you go. All right. Oh, man, we got a lot of great music this hour for you. If you're new to New Music Tuesday, it is your chance to vote on all the music we play on Static Radio. We get a ton of music submissions day in, day out, and we depend upon you to help us out. Your votes do count, so get to facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the music. We've heard some crazy stuff in the 7 o'clock hour. If you missed that, you'll be able to catch a recap at noon with Meeshers on Middays with Mitch. But in the meantime, 8 o'clock hour, rolling your way now. So this one, man, are we're going here?
Yeah,
it's in order. Instead of here?
Yep.
We didn't do that yet.
I know. I've already posted it.
Oh, my bad.
It's all good.
Dayquil, I'm going to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
This band, we've heard a couple songs from them before on Radio. Got a new one. It's called Upside of Down.
Yeah.
The band is Little Hurricane. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Lil Hurricane, Upside of Down, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hopefully we regain some trust.
I like that band, man.
Some trust.
Stefan says, his voice is pretty solid. I'm digging the guitar, so I think this qualifies for a dig. Booyah. Okay. Vince says, changed my mind. Best song all morning was the Star Wars theme. Agree. David says, dig. Kayla says, these guys are good. Apparently, they met through Craigslist.
Oh, okay.
Dwight says, dig, dig, dig. Did I say dig? Yep, dig. Sammy says, ha, ha, ha. Seriously, guys, come on. Bury it. Sammy, you only like a few songs that we
Sammy's
play.
Sammy's, like, rocking her Pantera t-shirt and her, like, leather jacket with spikes, like, angry that we only played one good song
this
morning.
You know what, though? Sammy, we love you.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening regularly.
She totally, she chimes in every Tuesday and sticks it out.
She does.
And we respect you, girl. Yeah, don't leave us.
We got stuff for you this morning.
We do. TJ says, well, now that we've gotten past the song's upper management pick, we finally get to static music. This song is good, and I flick my booger towards upper management. Joel the Nanny says, guys, you're doing something right. I like where y'all be at. Dig this song very much. Thanks, Joel the Nanny. And Thief says, woo, much better. Thought you guys were sabotaging the station earlier. Well, you know, we do what we can.
Amazing stuff, man. Keeping it going, this next band. Man, Sink or Swim was one of my favorite songs a couple years back on the station. These kids.
They got a new record coming out called Rich Coast. It comes out the 27th, which is today.
Oh, man.
And they put out a video for this song. It's called Second Star on the Right.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Second Star on the Right. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah. Stefan says, Peter Pan would dig this, as do I. Agree. Totally reminded me of, like, Peter Pan, Neverland. If you guys don't remember, Neverland is Second Star to the Right and straight on till morning.
Booyah!
If you ever lose your directions.
Yeah.
Vince says, very nice. Group harmony reminds me of Foster the People. Agree. Dwight says, ow, I'm hurting in pain. I'm melting. Bury me. Somebody go bury Dwight. Yep. He's having a conniption. Casey says, makes me happy dig. Sammy says, OMG, come on. You're hurting my eardrums. Ow. Somebody go help Sammy. Her eardrums are injured.
She can go bury Dwight.
TJ says, Becky is beside herself right now. Where is the line about the chains being broken? Where is the CDG chord progression? Where are the lines that tell her when to raise her hands and lift her voice? Yes, indeed, Becky is lost. The only solution is to write a strongly worded letter to upper management, obviously. TJ is referring to the quote-unquote listener, like the general listener of Christian radio. Her name's Becky. She's a mom of three. The funny thing is, Becky has changed.
Becky has changed.
Since we got in the thing, because Becky used to be like, she likes this. And it's so funny when you get in the game, when you get in the industry, and you want to push a song to Christian radio, they talk about Becky like she's a person.
Right.
They say she likes this, and she doesn't like this. And you would think that that's not real, but that is real life.
Right.
Real life. We got the Becky discussion so much.
Does Becky like UFC?
The funny thing is now.
Yeah.
Becky has changed. Becky grew up listening to Aerosmith and all this stuff. And then she converted to Christianity later. So she's got, like, she needs instruction. She needs things simplified, but she likes a little edge on it. She likes it to be a little more raw than she used to.
Okay.
And so she can like skillet, and she can like this, and she does like UFC. But
good,
maybe it's just because her husband likes it and she wants to be a good wife.
There you go.
You know?
Oh, Becky.
I'm not kidding. It's strange.
That is strange to
me. It is very strange. And then the funny thing is, started working at the stock room in Forever 21. And in Forever 21, or as with most retail stores...
Becky worked there.
No.
Oh.
I think we had a Becky, but it wasn't her. The Becky we had was some strung-out college kid. Anyway, the rooms are named like, in this room we have this girl, and she, and they describe the girl who would shop in that room, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's
you just
so,
can't escape it.
It's so industry. It's so marketplace.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Nice.
Funny, funny, funny. Anyway, Monique digs it. Laura likes it. She says, I dig it.
Mm.
Sean says, more circus awesomeness. Almost made it to the front door of my work, but I hear the circus chanting my name again. Diggity. Thebe says, Tom DeLonge should leave more often. This is good.
Okay.
Woo!
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static!
Hey, guys! How's it going?
What's up, Joelle?
What do you want, girl?
What's up?
That song was... Were there cats singing inside the song?
Were there cats singing?
It sounded like there were cats.
Hang on, Joelle the Nanny, I got a question for you.
That was my favorite comment.
You ready for my question?
Yes.
Can cats sing, Joelle the Nanny?
I don't think so. I don't think they
can, like, meow in a sing-songy way.
Can they sing?
You just ruined that song for me because now I got, like, the meow mix.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's what I heard.
Well, I can assure you that neither Beans nor Panda would sing that song. They would look at me like, turn the radio off. I want to watch TV.
True.
Oh, you made me giggle, Joelle, but I'm the one that's hopped up on DayQuil,
that's
so
true.
It might not count.
What did you think? Did you like it?
Yeah. After I got past the cats, then yeah, I liked it.
Yeah? Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Great day.
You too, guys.
Right, bye. That was hilarious.
We got great people, man.
We really do. Speaking of great people, man.
Yes.
New single.
New single.
Anytime you want to push a new single, what you got to do is add Lecrae to the mix.
And it's a boom, boom, boom. It's a hit.
That's right. Hillsong Young and Free got a new song. This one featuring Lecrae. It's This Is Living. And it is living because that's how you do. You're like, we need to make a hit. We need to make a hit.
Yep.
Let's bring Lecrae in.
Man.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. This is Living, Hillsong Young and Free. Featuring Lecrae.
Yeah. Now, see, I didn't know, because I didn't grow up with Hillsong or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we were touring, and I didn't really do the worship thing.
Yeah.
Like a worship music thing, right?
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that there were multiple Hillsongs.
Iterations?
Yeah.
It was like Hillsong, and then Hillsong United was like the cool kids.
Right.
And then Hillsong United became the grown-ups, and now Hillsong Young and Free are the cool kids.
Yeah, I had no idea.
And then soon, Hillsong Young and Free will be the grown-ups.
What's going to happen next?
I don't know.
Hillsong...
All Night Long.
Hillsong All Night Long. Hillsong... Like, let's see. Let's
Until
take,
Dawn.
We got United, and then we got Young and Free. So at first, we were United.
Yeah. Well, at first, we were just Hillsong.
Right. Okay. And then we were United.
And then we were United.
Then we were Young and Free.
Right.
I bet it's going to be Hillsong... Alive forever.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Static!
Hello, I would like to comment on the song, please.
Cool, man. I like your voice.
Why is that?
Because it sounds cool.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You remind me of Salad Fingers.
Okay. I thought for Lecrae it's a little
what?
Electronic. For Lecrae it's a little electronica.
Okay.
And I was disappointed.
You were disappointed?
Yes.
Do you feel like you spent a lot of your life disappointed?
I do not, but I love Lecrae.
Good. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Bye. What?
I'm so glad you maintained, because I was like, who is this person?
You got to maintain.
It was a person, right?
No, that was an internet phenomenon known as salad fingers.
All right.
Bill says, never going to give you up, never going to let you down, never going to run around and desert you, never going to make you cry, never going to say goodbye, never going to tell a lie and hurt you. We all just got Rickrolled by Bill Peterson.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Steven says, what's up with all these late 90s Euro house beats? No thank you, mate.
Yeah.
Sammy says, haha, bury it, please. Laura says, sorry, I totally spaced out during that song. Doesn't seem that special, Barry. Jessica says, dig it. Vince says, has a Zed flavor to it, digging the chorus. Dwight says, really, Sammy? I'd buy this one. TJ says, this picture. I think that's Becky.
That's Becky.
Sean says, the vocals and lyrics just destroy the beat in a cheap off-brand soda kind of way. Then Lecrae just saves it just enough to single G dig for the only G in this song. Joel the Nanny says, all of Hillsong Young and Free songs sound the same to her. Yeah. Thiep says, slowly loads revolver. And says, so who buys me new speakers?
Yeah, dude.
You can speak to upper management about that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. It didn't seem...
That's what people love, man.
I didn't catch that one at all, which is funny because none of our people did. So,
none of our people did. But
keeping it going.
We are a niche market.
Yeah, that's true. Bandit, tell me about these guys.
Okay. Our friend AJ Babcock is in a band called House of Heroes. He's also in a band called Secret Club. There is a girl guitar player in Secret Club. Her name is Angela. She dates one of the guys in the Ember Days.
Okay.
Who's super cool. Who is roommates with Nuke. I'm telling you guys, Nashville.
This is like 6 degrees of separation.
Yes, Nashville is just
it.
Like, yeah, everybody's hanging out.
Ember Days are amazing worship.
Yes. And Angela has her own band called Bandit.
I love this.
And they just put out a record. I dig this song.
Okay.
This song is called Pushing.
Dig it or bear it.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Wow.
Static. Bandit, song called Pushing. Dig it or bear it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think.
Here's my thing. And I told Sivo, I was like, this song reminds me of an old school Alanis Morissette song.
90s.
Not so much her vocal.
Yeah.
It's the feel of the, kind of like the rawness of. Yeah. Because when Alanis Morissette came out, she changed the game.
Yep. Jagged Little Pill.
Female vocalist. Not trying to, oh, she's the best ever. Not trying to whatever.
Right.
But you can't deny the fact that she totally changed things for female artists. And this, the feel of the song, like the honesty and stuff, just reminds me of that.
Yeah.
The rawness, if you will. Laura says, somebody help her. She has a gut-busting alien. Stefan says, I think this song could grow on me. Dig. Sammy says, okay, dig it. Finally. Plus, love the female guitarist. Sweet. Sean says, I just fire to the awesomeness of the circus in favor of chaos. I like this. And that bass, dig-iggity. Joe the Nanny says, meh, not digging the vocals. Thebe says, liking the music. I don't hate the vocals because she doesn't seem to force it.
Right.
Not in love with it, but I won't change the station.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks for all of your honest feedback, peeps.
Yeah.
Keeping it going now, this next one is going out to our boy TJ.
Woo!
He's a fan. Rumor has it we may be speaking to...
One of these guys.
One of these guys.
They are currently recording in London.
Yeah.
And so we're going to try to set up something and get some Super Bowl predictions from Mr. Josh Dunn.
That's right.
Of 21 Pilots.
Mm-hmm.
This song is from their record Vessel. It's not a brand new song, but it's a new single.
There you go.
It's called Fake You Out.
Dig it or bear it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's 21 Pilots on Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I'm so afraid of what you have to say, because I am quiet now, and silence gives you space.
21 Pilots, Fake You Out, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
TJ put up a picture.
Yes.
Of Patrick Stewart. Lounging.
Yeah.
Just lounging.
Yes.
All right. Sammy says, LOL, okay, just messed up my groove from the last song. Bury it, please. And I think she's the only one that wants to go with a Barry. Everybody else is pretty stoked on it. Well, Thebe says, not super crazy about 21 Pilots, but this isn't bad. Wish he would yell like that more.
Yeah, dude.
Sean says, auto dig giggity giggity. This whole album is just fantastic. Alex says, always great. Lisa says, yes, always puts me in a happy place. Stefan says, now we're talking. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Stephanie Blackwell says, love can't go wrong. 21 Pilots. Vince says, hipsters on Knob Hill will like this song. So will I, except for the rapping.
Mm.
Joseph says, love it. And Laura says, makes me want to do the robot with all the bleeps and bloops. I can dig it.
Bleep, bloop, bleep. All right, we got a couple more for you. Gosh, that was a jam right there.
It was a jam.
All right. Two more.
This next song is by somebody you might know.
Uh-huh.
Fireflight has a new record coming out in May.
Yeah.
I got to say this, too. Me and Steve-O got to hear a new song. It's not this one.
Oh.
We got to hear a new song featuring Steven from Amberlin, formerly of Amberlin, Steven Christian. And it is very good.
Gosh.
I'm really excited about this new record.
I am, too.
Like, genuinely excited because they kind of went out of the traditional Fireflight formula.
Right.
Especially with this next song.
Yeah. Really looking forward to the new record. We get, of course, the insider. I was so stoked when Don came over and showed us that new one with Steven. Mm-hmm. I think this record is going to be ginormous. I really hope so. So
I hope so, right?
Yeah. You know what
For
I mean?
For the baby. We'll see.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/bystaticradio. Latest from Fireflight. It's called We Are Alive. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Flight, we are alive. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Sammy says, female vocals are all right, but I'd say bury it. Yawn. Heine says, meh, too trendy. Sounds like a Katy Perry wannabe.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's cool. You got to think what you're going to think. Sean says, feel cookie cutterish. Feels cookie cutterish, but hey, I like cookies. Dig. Lisa says, another winner. Casey says, best song of the morning. Makes me super happy. Clopez says, heck yes. Joe the Nanny says, I can dig this. I'll be honest, that's not my favorite song on the new record.
Yeah.
I feel like there are...
Well, the problem with you and I is we heard that brand new song with Steven yesterday, and it's man, it's such a good track. Of course, it made us angry that Steven quit Amberlin and that the band's no longer. And,
yeah, Steven.
But the funny thing is when we were talking with Don, it was like that was one of the later tracks added to the record. It wasn't even one that they thought was going to be.
They recorded a version of it. They were done with it.
Yeah.
And then it was on the record, but then Steven, his scheduling opened up, and so he got to go back and put a vocal on it, and it made it even better.
Yeah. I wonder if that's going to be like their Oceans, yo.
It really did add a new dimension to it.
Yeah.
Which I'm stoked about. This song is different for Fireflight.
Yeah.
It's a big departure from what they normally do.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely agreed. Excited to hear the new record coming out in May. Tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now,
Chris says, I thought this was New Music Tuesday, not Same Music Tuesday. It all sounds the same. Bury it all.
Bury it all. Wow, Chris is just not happy. Let's see how he feels about this final one.
Yeah.
This is the final one of the morning. Tell us what you think. Brand new music from Mickey Echo. He just released a new record. This song is called Made of Light. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
I'm Batman.
Static. Mickey Echo, Made of Light, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Now, Nate says he can't think of anything nice to say, so he'll just not say anything about it.
Wow.
Sammy says it sounds like the music from Twilight, which is funny to me because I...
Wow.
I guess I picture the harder stuff that was on the Twilight soundtrack.
Yeah,
right?
Like Paramore.
Yeah. Thebes says, no signs of facial hair, soprano, curly hair. Are we sure Mickey isn't a mini? I'll tell you what. That dude can sing.
Yeah, he can.
He can sing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Rebecca says, dig it. Laura says, it's okay, dig. Sean says, yes. TJ says, play 21 Pilots again.
Of course.
Sean says, I like the vocals, but I would rather it be paired with some wood-made instruments and keep it organic, man. But dig. Joel the Nanny says, love this dude. I am digging. And I'll say this. We played that record. Mitch played it last week, cover to cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's a solid, solid record.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That is it for New Music Tuesday.
Golly.
We did it. Woo! We made
Lots
it through.
Lots of music today.
Yeah. So coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're really excited. We're going to have Quality Tam Tuesday.
Woo!
Our girl Tamara will be hanging out with us. And we got Lady Lobo tickets to give away. So stay close for that. That's on the way next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough. We're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man. Bingo.
Static Radio.
Hey everybody, we are back and it's time to take a look at traffic.
My chest is full of coughs. My
and
chest
phlegm.
Is full of coughs.
And loogie.
But like actually my chest, because I keep opening my shirt and coughing on my chest.
Yeah, like you need to change your shirt.
Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of while I'm doing traffic, you should turn that camera so we can turn on the Tam Cam.
What?
That's right.
Damn cam girl.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's take a quick look at traffic.
Howdy.
We have traffic lights flashing red at Osuna and 4th Street, right down the road here close to the Calvary campus. Also, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. We have the right lane closed due to construction, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard Southeast at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. And finally, road construction, the left lane is closed, Lomas Boulevard West at Broadway Boulevard. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
Tam, you never show weakness on the radio.
505-338.
These headphones are alive, I tell ya. Alive!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party welcoming into studio.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your voice, Steve-O?
I'm sick.
Oh.
I feel dreadful.
Yeah, he's
and
any
I'm
dreadful.
Affecting everyone.
Not
so,
me.
Are you into those little, you know, natural oil blends that you can take?
Why not?
Okay.
Why? Do you have natural oil blends?
I do. I love those things.
I don't use like...
I haven't been sick in 2 years.
Are you serious?
Which is weird because I was sick every 6 months.
It sounded like you made that up when you were talking. I haven't
when
been sick in
two years. I paused because I had, I think, a pumpkin seed in my...
I haven't been sick in 2 years. I drink cough medicine every day. It's great. I just drink... I take like 4 big old gulps of it. I buy it by the gross. It's real good. What is that?
You said big ol' gulps. That was so funny. Big ol' gulps.
Big ol' gulps.
Oh, man. Yeah. So you're like super hippie natural oils person or what? Who are you?
Well, not hippie, but I'm total natural person.
Yeah?
I love that stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
I like that stuff that's
yeah, man.
The oil.
The doors, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty
man.
Cool. I like to put in my little diffuser and then I can like have that little aroma, but I wipe my countertops and stuff with it. And my husband is now on board with them.
Really?
Which is crazy.
Question.
If Tone Lokes want it, then okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Update. How's the no soda going?
It's winning.
Fail.
Did you have you had soda?
Who told you? Who told you that last night?
I can see it in your eyes, Pam.
Ah!
I can see it in your eyes.
Serious?
You look, damn,
you
a
look like the person.
But here's the thing:
someone that drank too much Dr. Pepper. Last
here's
night.
The Lord working in mysterious ways because
you
no.
Failed.
So as you know, my sweet grandfather's in the hospital.
Okay,
bless him.
Yeah, now you're gonna get all.
But no, this is why even through emotional stress, you shouldn't intake. Awful things for yourself
right?
Because it just adds on to everything.
Yep.
And you get sick. Steve-O.
I got a giant Sopo cookie this morning for breakfast and I said no.
And you feel terrible.
I haven't eaten it because I said nope. Sugar kills your immune system.
It does.
Oh, good Can't idea.
It's funny that we always go to like ice cream and stuff when we get sick because you're just taking in more sugar which weakens your immune system.
It makes you hot. It
worst.
Actually lifts the temperature in the body which boils.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about the boiling but it does raise your temperature. But here's the thing. Last night it was late. We were leaving the hospital. None of us had eaten dinner so we went to Subway. Jared was not there, the guy from Subway.
It's always important to look for him just in case.
In case he shows up.
He was gone. And so, probably working in the back. But I ordered a small drink, guys, and I had to make a choice. And so what I did was is I mixed it. Lemonade, the most sugar, with orange Fanta.
Gross.
Even more sugar.
What?
I don't know what came over me, but I just did it.
You're like, listen,
but here's,
I'm sworn
that's
away
not
from
what
Cokes.
I want to confess. Here's what I want to confess to you. I didn't swear away from Cokes. What I swore away was from fake sugar. Do you remember that talk? Aspartame
that's Coke.
Me? You're not going to aspartame me.
Yes, you can't aspartame me.
Right.
I am Mateo.
Listen, well, I put a Splenda in my coffee yesterday.
You know that. Pause.
I have to tell you the truth. I put two
in
Splendas.
Coke, that's high fructose corn syrup. That's
right.
A fake sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's also bad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
going to
get a Coke, get one with pure cane sugar. That's like your throwback Mountain Dew, your throwback Pepsi, throwback Dr. Pepper.
Which all goes back to the Mexican Cokes.
Or the Mexican Coke, which has cane sugar.
Straight cane.
It's true. And if you get the Mexican Coke, it's a smaller portion. Less ounces.
Right.
It's probably smarter for you.
Which is why the Mexican people are just much more beautiful.
Guys,
why are you talking
so
about
racist.
People like that?
This
yeah, why?
So
I just
racist.
Said they were beautiful.
Can we just...
In Mexico.
Why is this
the country of Mexico.
Why is this a them, us thing?
No, I want Mexico. Which is not Mexican-American. It's Mexico.
Let's just call it
Mexico.
Hey, can I tell you what my friend Melanie calls it? That's right. I called her out. Melanie, if you're listening, I want to tell them how you say Mexico.
Okay.
Melanie says...
Stop. Let's not do this.
Are you guys from New Mexico?
Mexico.
Like the Mets game.
Yeah.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
She speaks fluent Spanish, by the way.
The opinions
white expressed
girl, here on Team
that's
Awesome
not
Party
racist.
Are not those of Mateo.
She runs the worship game here.
Anyway, guys, I had a little bit of aspartame, but I'm over it now. I'm back. I'm back. I don't want to get up. You know, I fell because I had two packets of it. But I fell, but I'm
You're
back
falling
up.
Falling forward.
I'm
it's
back
good.
Up.
Falling forward.
I'm here.
Right.
You're
like Samson.
I love the country of Mexico.
You were in bondage.
Good.
Now you just broke down those
and
walls.
And so now I'm here.
Break
but I have even
change.
Better I have even better news, guys.
Oh, let's hear. Good.
You guys remember that I lost my keys?
Yes.
How
all
could,
right, mystery.
How could we forget?
It was like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Every 3 minutes, our phone was blowing up. Did you find them? It's like, I haven't even stood up.
We did look.
I haven't had a chance to look.
Mitch and I looked.
We combed the desert.
Well, for those of you who don't know, I lost my keys for 3 days.
It was nuts.
Those are very important keys. I didn't want to send the embarrassing email out to everyone and say...
It's a big campus.
Hey, I lost my keys.
Yeah.
Very important keys.
Yeah.
Well, now everyone has to change their
typically
keys.
Typically, they'd be like, worship girl.
She can
typical.
Sing, but she can't do anything
she
else.
She can't think.
Right? Gosh. Woman and thing. Worship.
So,
yeah.
So take a wild guess where they were, guys. I found them.
In your purse.
Oh my gosh, you guys are twins.
They were in your purse, weren't they?
Were they in your purse?
No.
Were they in your purse?
Were they in your jacket? Yeah, they were in your jacket. That's what happens to Dawn, too.
3 days? 3 days?
Well, I may have borrowed one of my coworkers' jackets.
Did you have you had a wardrobe switch?
I had a wardrobe switch, and he came to me and said, Tamara, are these yours?
Wait, whoa. Co-worker's jacket did you borrow?
There's only one co-worker I can fit into, but that's a mystery. That's a mystery.
Well, it's not Stuart.
I wear...
Dude's 5'4".
He's 5'7".
5'7" with the special black box you guys put on stage, so he's as tall as you got.
Don't listen to him, Stu. You listen to me.
Steve-O is very sick
I was
today.
Wearing. I was wearing.
He's not in his right mind.
Jean jacket.
Dayquil. I can say whatever I want.
I was wearing his jean jacket.
Explore the space, man.
And he said, "Oh, you were wearing my jacket because your keys are in my pocket." And I was like, "Oh, I was gonna. I was totally gonna let you know that I took your jacket."
Stuart started the revolution of standing on monitors.
Yes.
I thought Striper started that revolution.
No, man, it was Stuart.
Hey, I saw the new guy. The new Journey guy. He jumps off monitors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the new guy.
The guy from, he sings just like Stevie.
Man, this show is going somewhere.
Sorry, we're back.
You know
we're
what
back.
We need to do? Give
Play
stuff away.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We have tickets to the Lady Lobos. They got some good games coming up. We're talking Air Force, Colorado State. We've got tickets. We've also got parking passes. Yeah. Shout out to the Lady Lobos.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Shout out.
I've got a bunch of games this morning. It's how we do with Quality Tam Tuesday.
Yeah.
We usually give stuff away. It's good.
Shout out to the cheerleaders for the Lady Lobos.
Today,
Michaela Byrne.
Yeah.
She's great.
She is great.
She's really good at what she does. Just want to give her a shout out. And Britt. Hey, Britt, if you're listening, I got you too, girl. Okay, go ahead. Back to you, Steve-O. How about these Lady Lobas?
Yeah, dude. Shout out to them. We like to give cool stuff away.
Yeah,
we do.
When we can.
You guys should call in.
And it's always good to have you in studio because then we can play some trivia, have some fun. I've got a lot of good trivia today.
Okay, here
That's
we
how
go.
We do. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Hopefully Stuart wasn't listening.
I'm sure he wasn't. Nobody here listens to this station.
You're
That's
lying.
True.
They
That's
do.
True.
They love
true.
It.
That's what we've been
Give it some time. Give it some time.
Well, you got a caller.
We do. 505-338-3700. Static!
Yes, I'm calling in for some tickets.
Oh, Woo! Lady Lobo tickets.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. You a fan of them Lady Lobos?
I am, and I have two very tall daughters who would love to go.
two very tall daughters.
All right.
Love
All
it.
Right. Keep Love them it. Away from Stuart. Okay. we're going to play an easy game.
Okay.
It's called Fact or Fiction.
Okay.
Which fiction means not real, and
not
fact
real.
Means
not
real.
Real.
There you go. I'm going to... I've got some interesting facts here.
Okay.
Or are they fiction? I'm going to let Mateo.
Yes, ma'am.
And Tam.
You pointed to the wrong person
give,
when you said Mateo.
Give the answers.
He's got Dayquil brain.
Right.
And then Karen, your job is to tell me who got it right.
Okay.
Mateo or Tam. Okay, so here we go.
Okay, Karen.
Fact or fiction?
Okay.
Between 1900 and 1920, tug of war was an Olympic event. Mm. Fact or fiction,
fact.
Tamara? You're saying fact. Wow. Out of the gate.
Fact.
From 1900 to 1920.
Think about their other sports, right? Why would they? Of course it would be.
I'm going to say fiction.
Tug of war was an Olympic sport. Teo says fiction.
I don't know. Were the Olympics?
Tamara says fact.
Maybe. Tamara. I don't know about Olympic sport, but it was definitely a sport.
Karen, are you going to...
Oh, no. You can't waver now. You got to be either on or not.
I'm saying fiction, Karen, because even if I'm wrong, I don't waver.
What do you say, okay. Karen? Do you say fact or fiction?
Some people.
No, we're going
kids.
For Lady Lobo tickets here, so I'm going to have to go with girls, Tam.
Okay.
Tam fiction.
Can she win them anyway?
No, girl. Oh.
Can she win them anyway
Wait,
if I lose?
Tam said fact, right?
Yeah.
I think it's fact. I think it's
you
fact.
You think it's factual that between 1900 and 1920, tug of war was an actual Olympic event.
Why
you
not?
Think that's
let's
correct.
Do it. Let's
Karen,
do it. Let's do
gosh.
It.
Gosh. You're right.
Yeah.
Good job, Karen.
Because you know what I pictured? I pictured those guys with those suspender wrestling outfits,
yeah.
like old school, and they were pulling in the mud or
yes,
something.
Yes, those big
that
men pulling on
good.
The rope. Yeah.
See, can you picture that?
I picture that a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's not what I meant, Karen.
Okay,
Karen,
okay.
That's not what I meant.
No, you can't waver, remember?
Yeah, Mr.
She's
waver.
Right. She's right.
Karen, thank you so much for playing. Hang on the line. We're going to hook you up with some Lobo tickets. We also got a
thank
parking pass
so
for
you. Thank you so much. Right.
Great job, Karen.
Amazing.
What is that
now, hang
picture?
On. This is your new haircut, Tam.
Oh,
if
man.
If you'll go to our Facebook, I put up a picture of Tam's new haircut.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have more Lady Lobo tickets to give away.
Oh, my gosh. That
and yet more parking
so
passes.
Funny.
What are you talking about? That's not funny. Guys, we got more tickets to give away. We want you to call in and participate. 505-338-3700.
That's right. Wednesday, February 4th, the Lady Lobos taking on Air Force.
Woo!
We got parking pass and some more tickets to give away. Shout out to Karen for scoring that. That one was...
Nice job.
I got some good... I
yeah,
mean,
good
come
job,
on. It's
Dan.
50-50. Fact or fiction.
Right.
I wanted to go easy today because I wanted to give some stuff away. Because we get a lot of calls in normally.
Normally.
And, yeah. So I was thinking maybe we'd make it easier for the people who called in to actually win.
Good.
Did you hear that out there? If you call in, you're probably going to win.
505-338-3700. The
Come
phone
on,
number.
Folks.
That's 505-338-3700. Now, our boy is in town, right?
Yes. Our boy
Where
is in...
Where is he?
Aaron Gillespie.
Gillespie.
If he was a female, we know what his name would be.
Yeah.
Sharon Kalinske. but Aaron Gillespie is in town.
He is. Sharon Kalinske.
He's been like He's been helping out in Rock and Worship with battle drums.
He has, and I think we're going to try and use him for tomorrow night, too.
Really?
Throw him in there.
You should throw him in the mix.
Yeah.
I hear he's a pretty good drummer.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's pretty decent.
He hated the fact that we got a cage for the drummers. And
yeah.
I mean, people were starting to pay $5 to come in. That's how much you look like, you know, an animal. But he was in there. He hated it a little bit, but he was okay.
That's good.
Oh, that was okay. The worst joke. Amazing.
Pretty rough.
Let's play some more trivia.
I like it though, Tam.
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Let's go to line one. Static!
Good morning.
Good morning!
Who's this?
This is Misha.
Hi, Misha.
Hello, I'd like to win tickets, hopefully, maybe.
Is it Misha or Misa?
See, I said
Misha.
Oh, Misha.
Like with an M or an N? An N as in...
M as NASA? In Minnie Mouse.
M as in
Minnie
Misha
Mouse.
Or N as in
NASA.
Guys, it's okay. Misha.
So it's Misha.
It's Misha.
Hi, Misha.
Yeah, Misha. Hi,
gosh.
Good morning.
Man, I'm going to punch myself in the face. This is
you coming to church Wednesday,
compelling.
Misha?
Will you stop?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, you might as well.
Man,
I know.
Just brutal honesty.
We'll be there.
No.
All right.
See you there.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. And what is the sweetest fact or fiction of all time?
Okay, Misha.
All right. You ready for this one? True or false? Ladies first on this
fact
one.
Fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction.
Okay. True or false?
Sea otters.
Oh, gosh.
Hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift apart.
True.
Oh, my gosh.
Sea otters.
Wow.
If there's anything I know about it, sweet animals.
Sea otters hold hands when they sleep
so they don't
drift apart.
Do sea otters sleep on the land?
Or fiction? Or I don't know.
It's because most sea otters have seen Titanic and they saw what happened.
They don't want to be jacked.
They never let go.
We
never
can't let go.
Ain't nobody wants
Are
to
you,
be
is
jacked.
Is that your real answer?
Yeah,
you really
true.
Think that's
I say
true?
True?
Okay. Do you really? Do you? What do you think, Tam?
I don't
Fact
know.
Or fiction? Sea otters hold hands.
It's over.
When they sleep.
They don't even have hands.
Yes, they do.
Flippers? They hold flippers?
Sea otters have flippers.
I don't know. First, I need to know
do
if they sleep on the land or...
Sea hold appendages
Misha,
when they sleep?
Misha, do
Is
you...
it Misha or Nisha?
It's Misha. Misha, as in Minnie Mouse M.
Yes.
I here's my thought is that if they sleep in the water, okay, sure, but why would they drift away on a land?
This is see? These are good things to think about. So,
oh my gosh, Mish.
Fact or fiction. Come on.
What do you think, Mish?
Well, I kind of lean towards false.
Okay.
But I don't
well,
know.
You know what?
I got a lot of confidence in my answer.
Tail like out of the gate. Fact.
I know, and I was out
he
of the gate for my tug of war.
Hold hands. Sea otters hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift apart.
Misha.
Oh, God.
Tamara, I need an answer.
Okay, Mish, you pick yours. I'm going to give you 50-50. I'm going to say fiction, and you can decide true or false, because he said true.
Misha, it's coming down to you. Fact,
I don't know.
Fact
you,
or fiction, it's all on you.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to go with my gut and say false.
Sea otters...
This is
sea otters hold hands when they sleep so they don't drift apart.
They probably do.
Fact or fiction, that is a fact.
Oh,
this is a sea otter, Tam.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I doubted you, Mateo. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Man,
most people do.
Man.
Oh, Misha, if you go to Google and look up sea otter, you will be just as surprised as I am.
If you type in sea otter, the second thing that comes up is sea otters holding hands.
Oh.
No, they're not holding hands. That's straight up like Coronado mall walking is what they're doing.
They look like bears.
Actually, it's the third thing that comes up. The second thing's kind of disturbing.
They look like sea panda bears.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Well,
sorry. Amazing.
I
Thanks
might have
trying.
To try to call back again.
All
yes,
right, keep
please
trying.
Do.
There
please
you go.
Do.
Thanks
please
for calling.
Do. Good job,
right.
Misha.
Don't amazing.
Mess, don't mess with my knowledge of sweet
poor
animals.
Poor Misha.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, what's Sean. Up, man? How's it going?
Hey.
Good. How are you guys?
Doing
good.
Well, man. Trying to give away some Lady Lobo tickets.
Hi,
you ready
Sean?
To play?
I am. My little sister would love to go.
All right. Fact or fiction? You know, Teo, you just mentioned Google.
Yeah, I've seen it.
The Goog.
Fact or fiction, Google was originally named Backtrack.
Ooh.
Fact or fiction.
Ooh.
Backtrack. Fact Or fiction.
Okay, I'm going to say fiction.
I've never
fiction.
Heard that fiction.
You're going to say fiction?
I've never. I
Both
said fiction
of you are saying
first.
Fiction?
He's jumping the gun. Sean, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Activate Sean. Guns for hands.
Sean, what is your sweet sister's name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee?
Kaylee with a K, yes. I assume.
Yes, Kaylee with a K.
Can you please tell Kaylee that I'm going with my gut on this and that Mateo stole my answer? So if
so you're both
wrong,
saying fiction. You both say fiction.
Yeah.
We should just
all
give
right.
him tickets anyway.
Sean.
We should give
Sean.
Kaylee fiction. Sean.
I agree with fiction.
It's got to be fiction.
Originally named Backtrack, you say fiction?
We should ask Kaylee what she
yes.
thinks.
Are you guys sure? Final answer,
yeah.
all three
fiction.
Of you.
Fiction.
Fiction.
Fiction. Yeah. Oh. It was originally called Back Rub.
Back Rub?
That's real. Google was originally called Back Rub.
And then they realized, wait a second, we think that's taken.
Sean, thanks for playing. Hang on the line. You and Kaylee are going to go check out the
nice
Lady
Nice job,
logo.
Sean.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
When they
thank
were naming
you.
It, they were like, let's call it Back Rub. Okay, real quick, Google it and see if that's taken.
And then
taken.
They backtracked?
No, they said, Google it and see if it's taken. And then they Googled
they said,
it.
What
and they were like, I don't think we should do Back Rub.
You know what we should do? Because Google didn't come up. Let's call it Google.
Let's call it Google. You Google it.
You Google it.
Oh, man.
The old Goog.
505-338. 3700, the phone number. It is Team Austin Morning Party. And Quality Tam Tuesday. We got Tamara in studio.
The Goog.
I want to make another confession.
The Goog. Oh,
gosh.
Oh no.
That, every time you come in here, you're like, oh, guys, I've got something
guys,
to tell
you. All right. Go ahead.
Everyone listening.
I know. Okay, we have a caller. Maybe I'll wait till
no,
after.
No, tell us now. You can't
no,
do that.
Please tell us. Please tell us.
You know, I'm sick of everyone treating McDonald's like... Like
take the death? Call. This is so sick. take the call.
Like it's death.
Please
like it's
take
terrible
the call.
For you.
I it ate is. It yesterday.
Oh my
god! Damn, you have fallen off the wagon.
Fallen from grace, man.
Hey, Tam, will you do me a favor? Will you eat that Kleenex box real quick? That's the same thing.
Probably about the same nutritional value.
Jim yeah. Gaffigan says that we treat McDonald's like high school. Hormonal children treat their parents when they say, you're gross! I hate you! And then 3 hours later, they say, I am so hungry for dinner. Like, what is for dinner?
You need more fortitude when it comes to food. You
they
need
sell,
some fortitude.
They sell
I
6
love Jim Gaffigan.
Billion oh, burgers. How many people
That's
live
so
here?
Gross.
Somebody is lying.
You know what? I know one person that gives in to those 6 million burgers.
Yeah!
I didn't
Dude,
have a burger.
One out of three people
it was
in this
breakfast.
Room.
Oh, okay.
And if it wasn't for McDonald's, we wouldn't know when breakfast ended.
Sadly.
So let's just be honest.
My 2-year-old
I had
knows
a sausage
how to
McMuffin.
Say McDonald's. He knows how to
he
say
does,
it.
McDonald's.
McDonald's. And I say, no.
No, I said daddy.
No. No McDonald's. We're driving by. McDonald's. No.
No.
Grandma can get you McDonald's when they're taking care of you. You're going to actually eat normal, real healthy food when you're with your real parents.
Potatoes are real.
No, no. Those aren't. Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Quality Tam Tuesday.
Hey, guys.
Hanging out with us.
You Tell can us- visit us at Battle Drums.
Yeah, Battle Drums Worship.
Music.
Talk about this real quick.
All right, so we've got a CD coming out. You can pre-order the album if you'd like. You can go to battledrumsmusic.com. That's battledrumsmusic.com. Battle Drums is with an S.
Ah.
Did you hear the
our
S?
Our boy Aaron Gillespie is
Aaron Gillespie's our
record.
Producer. He plays drums for Paramore. He also...
Is
Aaron Gillespie. You
the
remember him from The Almost, Under Oath.
Aaron Gillespie.
He's got his own project.
He also has his own project out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got a worship album that's out now, and so you can also order that.
Under the name
Aaron Gillespie.
That's right.
So. Not to be mistaken with Sharon Kolinsky.
Which is a made-up name.
If he was a female.
When did that come about? Is that what you call him?
I think it was, one of her McDonald's stupors.
It just came to me.
It was like about an hour after she just consumed McDonald's. Jim Gaffigan says everybody's mean to you, so I'm going to eat all of your combos right now. You see my logic? That's basically what you said to me a minute ago.
That.
Jim Gaffigan says that everybody's mean to McDonald's.
Jim Gaffigan,
I'm
the comedian, who says things for hilarity's sake. Yeah, almost done with the Battle Drums record.
My husband found me out. He just sent me a text and said, you had soda and McDonald's
oh,
yesterday?
Snap, dude.
Honey, we'll talk about
Tone,
it later.
Tone, we're here for you, bro.
Honey, I was up till 3. I was hungry 4 hours later. And the only place open at 7 a.m. is Mickey D's.
That's not true.
Or my kitchen.
No, yeah.
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 With all the stuff that you could just make for free.
Speak of, he makes the best juices. Anyway, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Battledrumsmusic.com is where you can go pre-order the album.
Amazing.
And you can also come to Calvary at any service.
Yeah.
We're here. Battle Drums is here. We are going to have a little special guest this Wednesday. Aaron Galeeksby is going to be
here. Sharon Kalinske,
man. His name. Have you ever met him?
He's going to be rocking drums on Wednesday night.
Not this Wednesday, because he rocked drums last Wednesday. But this time, he's going to be probably leading worship. Singing.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that rocks.
He's going to be leading worship with the team. I think I'm going to go ahead and sit out for this one so he can take my
Sharon
spot.
Sharon Kalinske can sing.
Yeah.
Sharon Kalinske.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. And if you guys want to visit us, you can on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Battle Drums Music, or just at Battle Drums.
There you go.
Or at Quality Tam on Instagram.
I love it.
Quality Tam on Instagram.
Plug yourself.
There it is. Quality Tam.
What else? What else
do you need to get out?
You need another confession?
No, that's all of them.
You know what? I will say this in your defense.
Nope.
Right now, I'm currently ill.
You would eat McDonald's.
I do not feel well. And yesterday, it was like 2 o'clock. And if it weren't for this dude being at the gym, I would have gotten crappy food.
That's right.
Because I was sitting in my house and I was like, but I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
And I was like texting people like, I need food. And my wife said, honey, there's a whole kitchen full of food right there. I got bread and ham and all these. You can make soup if you want. You can make, but it was like,
it was that you can make. It got
like
you
so much work. And
it sounds
sick.
Like I had to do something,
but I didn't have my car, so thankfully I could not leave. See,
sure.
He did me a favor.
Sometimes you need that, man.
Sometimes. Intervention, because I straight up would have gone off the fast food deep end.
In 3 days, I start my 90-day challenge.
Oh gosh.
Tam.
How come everybody's doing these challenges?
No, this is already decided before the new year, so don't throw me in that group.
I'm not, no, Tam.
Don't make me that girl.
Hey, he's currently that girl, so he's currently doing a 5-week thing.
I am a beautiful swan.
The only thing is it landed. I promised a friend of mine last time. I didn't do it. We were too busy. This time, I said, okay, I don't want to lie to you. I'm going to do it.
So is the 90-day challenge supposed to lead to a healthier life, or is it just for 90 days you're going to live like
everyone else?
And
then you go
else?
Back to everything.
Then you just go back to the norm. I think that's worse.
Actually, the reason I'm doing this is because I want to join my competitive volleyball league that I used to play in, and I got to be able to hang, so I need to hit myself hard. And
we got a buddy named Matthew from Albuquerque. He's currently the Volcano Vista girls volleyball team manager.
He could help.
He could probably
he could
hook
help
you
train,
up.
Yeah. Prepare you, man.
Well, I was a volleyball coach, and we went to UNM for their trainers.
Yeah, whatever.
But I don't want to go back like this.
I hear what you're
I want to go
saying.
Back strong.
My wife played high school basketball.
Did she? They
went to state, played in the pit, big thing. She was going to go to college, play some college ball.
Let me ask
she
you
did not
Tam.
Do that. She did the rock star lifestyle thing instead. This last year, she decided to join like a city league and was like, yeah, I can do this. It's only been about 10 years.
She came
or
home
so.
Before the game started.
Man.
You know, I'm going to let them play.
I went to one.
That's good.
And she made me wait. She was like, just wait it out. Just give us a few games to get our groove back. So I waited. I went to, I think, the like season finale game. And it was like, nah, man. Y'all
Where's
should,
your groove?
Yeah.
You should keep grooving, honey, next season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's true. I went and I played twos, which I love, in sand. I play when I'm on my days off.
You play in the twos in the sand. It's
sneakers. And it's exhausting.
I did the same thing when I was two.
And So I don't want to have any more asthma attacks, so I need to get back on that train.
There you go.
I did almost go to ASU on a little scholarship to go play volleyball, but I broke my back.
Okay.
Well. So now I'm back.
Tam, when you look into all your past failures, is it hard to see around the golden arches, or do you just kind of look through the middle?
No.
Okay.
It's mainly through the middle.
I was just wondering.
Like glasses.
Oh, man. Incredible.
My McDonald glasses.
It's okay.
Everything looks good.
Hey,
everything looks good.
They call you out upon the waters.
Girls be like, OMG Ocean.
Okay, can we get another phone call?
Okay, anyway, we're back. Sorry.
3700.
We took a break. Now we're here. Fact or Fiction is the game. We still have Lobo tickets up for grabs.
And
if you
parking
would like to
passes.
Score. Yeah, which is huge.
That is a big deal.
Whoa.
We went to a game recently, and parking was not cheap.
It's true.
It was not. It helped the athletic department.
And it was not close.
But man.
Were we helping the athletic department or were we just helping that guy? You know? I mean, I'm thinking of like a side career. I'm going to buy an orange vest that says parking and just go stand somewhere. Because I feel like I can just get that cash.
That's hilarious.
I'll be making like $100 an hour.
Because it's true. We don't know.
This is just a thought. You aren't really going
to
do it.
Amazing. Phone lines are jammed. We got more pairs of tickets to give away. We will do this now. Static!
Good morning. This is Minnie Mouse Misha again.
Misha, going.
Oh, I'm so happy you made it through the lines
going
again.
Me too.
Two. All right, round two.
Thank you for calling
back. Okay, let's try this.
Okay.
After Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The second most popular day for serving turkey is Father's Day. Mm. Fact or fiction?
Ugh, fiction.
Fiction?
I say fact.
Father's Day? They serve turkey on Father's Day?
Father's Day. Second That's most popular. Weird. Is that weird? Second most popular day for serving turkey, Father's
My
Day.
My dad loves
Fact
turkey.
Or fiction. Think about what you do for your dads. Huh? You guys eat turkey on Father's Day?
Yes.
No.
I say fact.
You
I say
fact?
Fiction.
You
I
say
know.
Fiction. Misha, are you going to go with Teo, who's rocking fact hardcore?
He's
like going to
be He's going to be a father anyway.
Or,
I mean, he might know.
Are you saying fiction?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Gosh, these are not easy.
I agree. Okay, so let's see. I go with Mateo, I guess.
Yeah, you do.
You're going with Mateo.
What were you guys talking about while I was looking out the window?
Nothing, Tam.
After Thanksgiving, the second most popular day for serving turkey is Father's Day. You say fact, and that is wrong.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. I feel like Luke when Vader tells him he's his father.
Yeah.
No!
I'm like Luke.
You know what?
I'm not
tried.
Your
you have tried so many times to win tickets today. How's it? We're just gonna hook you up.
We're just gonna give it to you.
Oh, yay.
You
know?
Yeah.
The persistent widow. You know, it's like there's a parable in there somewhere.
You nag people long enough, and it happens.
You nag to death. Look what happened with Samson and Delilah.
Don't put that into practice
After
with relationships.
On end,
don't.
Nagging.
Oh man, that's how you get what you want.
No. Worked out for the persistent widow for Samson and Delilah.
No,
it was like just saying.
No.
Hang on the line.
Misha.
Okay,
thanks, Misha.
Thank you.
Use selective hearing.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. We got one more call. We got a final call because I can't believe we're already like up against it.
Turkey on Father's Day?
Static.
Hey.
Hi.
I need to know who Sharon Kalinske is. Okay.
Sharon Kalinske.
Listen, Sharon.
No,
I know it's you. Sharon.
This is just a random caller. I don't know what you're talking about.
How is it that every morning that I'm in Albuquerque, that I drive to work, I hear fictitious names for myself?
Man.
And you know, where's the respect?
It's just, if you were a girl.
No, it's better than what they call me at church. I get the other name for a donkey.
Yeah,
that's my nickname.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem. Y'all are sitting over there Googling stuff and laughing at my expense.
Are you out the window? Are you here?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm driving van number 4 to work.
Listen.
Here's the problem. I'm driving to work. You know, I'm humming to myself, trying to listen to some uplifting music, maybe check out on my wife and kids, and then I hear about Sharon Kalinske.
Listen, Darren Konetsky, look, bro. Listen.
What?
Why?
All right.
Aaron,
all right.
I don't know why everybody's so
don't
mean to you,
don't hang up, Aaron. Don't hang up.
Here's the thing, Aaron. You need to come in studio. This is the problem here. We're just trying to lure you in because before Christmas, there was a challenge.
No.
There was a challenge. It was a huge, hey, we are going to do some karaoke jam challenge.
And you left
it's
town.
True.
And then you left town,
well,
Sharon.
Well, I'm calling. You got to stop that.
He's going to come punch you.
I'm calling because I have a... despite your disrespect, all three of you.
Right.
All three of you.
Despite your blatant and active disrespect.
Yes. Yes.
Next Tuesday, a week from today, I have my second worship record is coming out. And I would love to donate. I can't believe I'm doing this despite your disrespect.
Me too.
But I would love to donate 10 of my new records.
Oh, what?
That's awesome.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. It has to be the games that I choose.
Oh, okay.
The callers can win.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, I like it.
So here's the game. And I get to be the judge.
Oh, great.
This is the beauty. I get to be the judge. So what's going to happen is callers from the greater New Mexico, Albuquerque area that listen to this radio station get to call and come up with inventive fake names for the three of you. And this will be next Tuesday. I will be listening online because I will be in another part of the country. But I get to pick the winner, and I will liaise with your staff on how to do that. So okay. Next Tuesday, people of Albuquerque that are listening to this radio station, my new record, Grace is Wandering, 10 copies.
I like it.
The best 10 names for these three buffoons.
All right. So, love it.
That's for you. You can take that. You can have that. And you guys have a good morning.
Thanks, Aaron. That guy, he is the king. He is the king.
That's awesome.
Huge fan of his movie, Noah. Darren Aronofsky, everyone. Darren,
we should have got a Super Bowl prediction. We should have got a Super Bowl prediction.
We should have. He hung up. He dropped the mic. He was out.
You can text him.
Aaron Gillespie.
See you in 5 minutes.
One of the greatest.
That's good stuff.
He does. Poor guy. He is such a good. He is such a great sport because he is driving van number 4 that I have to rent out for him every week.
I feel sorry for him because
bless his heart.
You know, he probably dreads coming here and working with Tam anyway, and then he turns on the radio and she's like, Sharon Kalinsky. I am Tam.
I am Tam.
Amazing stuff. All right, we are a week away from that. His new record dropping.
That's right.
Just premiered the second single from it, actually. This record is going to be fantastic.
It's wonderful.
And of course, speaking of records, Battle Drums Worship. You can pre-order it now.
Produced by Aaron Gillespie. I was trying to think of his real name.
Good job.
I was going to say Aaron Kalinsky, but it's not that. It's Aaron Gillespie.
It's Aaron Gillespie.
As Gillespie as it gets. It's got Gillespie written all over it.
Yes.
You know, at Kenny Riley is doing a pretty good job, too. He's working. Yeah. He's the engineer for our battle drums.
It's kind of ironic that you just referred to Kenny Riley with an internet name.
You know, at Kenny Riley.
I was tagging him on my verbal picture. I was tagging him. So
that was a verbal tag.
You got tagged. You just got tagged.
Amazing.
Anyway, they're doing great. Love it. Aaron's doing a lot of work. He's working hard. He's picking his brain. He's creative. He's thinking through.
He is. That's how he does.
Yeah, he's doing great. So we're excited. So come visit us at battledrumsmusic.com. If you'd like to pre-order the album, you can visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Battle Drums.
There you go. Thanks, at Quality Tam.
You're welcome.
All right.
At Steve-O.
At Steve-O Jeets. Yeah. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling good at a lot of Mateo. That's good, man. Good stuff.
Yeah.
If you missed any
hashtag
part of the show,
awesome.
You can download the podcast at
mystaticradio.com/mornings/Tam/go home
/stop eating fast food. It's killing you. For reals, bro. We're worried about you.
I know it.
There you go.
I know it.
All right. That's it for us. We're on out. Middays with Mitch next.
Yeah.
Miss you already.
Until tomorrow. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.